Squire G Show.
The BKSG Show.
Black Knight Squire G. Jumpin' Julio Jamboree.
And now, the Black Fright and Squirmy G Show.
Black Python and Monty G.
Black Lace and Boxers.
The Squire G Country Show with that guy named Black Knight.
The Blue Flame and Taking the Pipe G.
The Black Smoker and Stripper G.
Welcome to the Black Knight Squire G Show featuring Rex Ungerite.
The Black Knight and the Squire G Lost Cause Show.
Sparky with Black Knight Squire G.
Squire Knight and Black G Show.
Black All Night.
And the Squire OG Show.
Rex Ungerite Show featuring Black Knight and Squire G. Oh, there you go.
Launch Control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Live. It is live. No asterisks, no qualifications. Well, as obviously we have no qualifications to be here. But it is live. 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 And as promised in the studio, we have Esquire G.
I'm on the wire.
Oh.
Esquire the wire.
You will be here, though, right?
I found out where the bars are around Shorewood yesterday. I'm on my way.
You're on your way to from the city life. Isn't that song?
Right now I'm looking for River Road.
River Road. All right, he's on his way here. Don't give the.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know,
well,
you know,
yeah.
This is the secret underground facility here. We can't give out
but
too much.
There's a lot of River Road.
All right, we are live on TogiNet. We are in the BKSG chat room. We are live on BKSG TV, and we are in iVisit, the Radio Heart room. It is Light Night Squire G. 7th anniversary show. It's unbelievable.
No, 6th anniversary.
Oh.
We're starting our 7th year.
We're in our 7th year, 6th anniversary. Well, I guess I'm just pushing it ahead here.
Yeah, we'll see about that 7.
All right, let me get the... We have the lineman here is now sitting in your council.
That's all right.
Is that correct?
That is correct. He needs to be there.
He also, since you're logged in the chat room, he's been telling people, as Square G, how much he loves men. So you're going to have to clean that up when you get here.
Oh, man, I got like explaining to do.
Yeah, so there you go. That's right. Well, here, Rex says, Light Night BKSG started in 2003. The Department of Homeland Security started in 2003. Coincidence?
Well, we are the cause of one of the reasons.
Yeah, alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems or whatever?
That's true. Yeah.
So it's BKSG, the cause of and solution to Homeland Security. How am I doing this now? I'm trying to get the Greeks to cooperate here.
Okay, good.
There we go. They're cooperating, but... We do have an announcement here. Let me do this here while I can. I think you'll be able to... Let me check to see if you'll hear this. Yes, you will.
Welcome to the BKSG. I cannot believe they made it to year 6 show, featuring those dynamic ditties The Black Knight and Squire G. Oh, yeah. And the parody of a writer. Yeah, he is a real winner. Rex Underwear.
I wonder how many times he heard that at school. You know, hey, Rex Underwear. He's probably going like, no, that's the first time ever. You know,
yeah,
thanks.
That's a new one with me, yeah.
Thanks, that's the first time ever. Thanks. So, let's see, I got to go tonight. Now, I advise that people, I'm doing so much here, and I'm, you know, each year we do this show, I have less to work with. The brain cells, that is.
And we constantly rely on past shows for a lot of the new shows.
So I got to make sure.
So thank God at one point, you know, we knew what we were doing.
We have Al in the iVisit room, ATV lady, DJ Dave, Fast Eddie, the awesome man, and Petunia Bloom. She's actually wearing bloomers to celebrate. Rex. No, so Al thought Rex was sitting in the chair here. No, this is Lineman. For people who have not seen Lineman, turn around and...
No, I cannot be on webcam. Please take
We do off. Have you... You do have kind of like your profile, you know, so it's like one of those... You know, all we need is a little checkerboards.
Okay, that's good that way.
Yeah, so that way people would know.
Mm-hmm.
So that is Lineman on the cam. The best you're going to get is his... And you're sitting like real official, like...
That is correct.
That is correct. Oh, you saw the lips move. That is correct. Got the little chin. Like that. So. So we are. You're number 7. Didn't you start this, Squire? Do you think? Do you ever think we'd be entering our 7th year?
No, actually not. No, I did not.
Let me rephrase that. Did you ever think we'd be entering our 7th year in a basement?
No.
Basement.
Well, I figured if we're going to be 7 years, it wouldn't be a basement.
Yeah, I don't mind the seven-year part. You know, I'm thinking, like, cool, 7 years, in our seventh year, 6 years under the belt. But, well, anyway, in the chat room, the official BKSG chat room, which is bksgchat.net, we have Allure Star, Chicago One, Hams, Petunia, Rex Underwear, Spanish Eyes, and Squire G. Actually, it's Lyman masquerading as Squire G. That's right, I got to get you a... I'm going to do this. She gets you in a chat room. You can't go in there and throw lunch meat around.
I hope I didn't pass where I'm supposed to look for, because I just saw Oliver and Lee Douglas standing by the tractor Mr. Haney sold them.
Yeah, how do I do this?
If I keep going and there's only left or right to go, I passed it, didn't I?
Why have both of you on the line here? Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello, is the Black Knight and Squire G there?
All right, let me see if I can do this. I'm trying to plug. I got the Squire and the Wire. Let's see if I can transfer audio. What does that do?
That's my new band name,
oh, no.
Squire and the Wire.
All right, I'm going to see if you guys are both there. Are you guys both there?
Who's there?
Are you there?
I'm here. This is Squire G.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right, hello, you there?
I'm here.
Now, see, I got Squire on the other line, and I'm trying... This is Jay Capone, by the way, calling in. I didn't mean to blow your... I'm trying to somehow put you two together. And I don't know how to do this on the phone. I thought I could just hit talk again, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Like conference?
Yeah, but I thought that... I don't know how to put conference on.
You got to hit talk twice.
I might be able to do a conference room...
You there?
That way, would it be easier?
All right, hold on. Let me see if I can do this. Oh, wait, back. All right, 8. Oh, God, I don't know his number. I'm such a nut. You still? I just hung up on everybody. Oh, maybe they'll call back.
Oops.
Let's see, I mean, I can do this here. Let me call him.
Redial.
One ringy dingy. What a great way to start the show. Yeah, thanks.
Hokey Pizza, Jay speaking.
All right, now let me try to do this here. Let me figure out how we can do this. Three-way call. Enter phone number. I don't know his phone number.
Why not?
I just hit the button on here and it works.
Oh.
You there?
I'm here.
All right. See, look, I got to figure out how... I got to dial his number, right? Well, I don't know what his number is because I hit a button. It says Squire on here, you know?
It's 1-800-RAW-JUGS.
Where are you, Mr. Capone, by the way?
I am in my condo.
What are you wearing? No, never mind. I don't want to go there.
Now, you remember the date that got us in trouble?
Yes. Yeah, well.
Well, let's try this. Let me look here.
Can you call
him? I'm Squire. Trying to find him on my Rolodex.
Yeah, I can't do it now while I am here. I can't look at the number.
Let me try to call him. Hold on. Maybe I could do this on my device.
Yeah, well, he's on his way here. He'll be here momentarily. But well, it, you know,
try it anyways. We might be able to do this in the future. Then, you know.
Now, what I've done here, by the way, I was going to mention, I do have the toll free number on and up and open, but because we're in a temporary location. All right, I'm getting tired with this Greek music a little too louder. Because we're in a temporary location, underground.
Undisclosed.
Undisclosed. I don't have the actual regular phone plugged in. I mean, it's like I can't plug in my normal phone interface to take calls. So I have routed the 800 number into my cell phone, which is what you are talking on now.
Okay, now Gary and I are on my conference. There we are.
All right, okay. There we go.
That sound good?
Reunited, and it feels so good.
I'm hard.
Jay, a stiff wind, you know.
Well, you know, there's a prison time I serve. How's everyone?
Okay, maybe this is what I'm looking for.
Are you trying to park?
I've been driving around a half hour here. I don't know where I am. I'm just.
Did you get off the highway?
I can't find any. Okay, what am I looking for? Sycamore? Am I looking for?
That's across from the fire department. Across from the fire department is Sycamore.
Oh. Wait, that's just Four Seasons Park. It doesn't say. All right, I see what I did. Gotcha. All right.
You like a Peoria now? Where the hell did you move?
Sherwood. Sherwood Forest.
Okay, I'm getting closer now. Hold on.
Sherwood, Illinois.
I got to be careful because I can't give you the undisclosed location. I'll have to take you off the air or shoot you or I don't know something like that.
Black bands are on their way.
If I give the location on the air, I'll have to kill all the audience.
I know where it is.
Well, that doesn't say. Okay.
I guess.
Thank us right now.
Assuming there's any left.
Oh,
yeah. Rex is already working on a parody. Can't Squire fire the studio. Find a studio.
Who's there? Who's on the air with you?
That is Lyman.
Oh, Lyman. How you doing, my friend?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. Excellent. You drove all the way down to Egypt or wherever the hell he lives?
Yeah, I thought I'd
take your
stroll.
Is there a place I could park?
Ooh, Egypt.
I see your car.
That's encrypted. Yeah, if you can pull.
Can I just park in one of the cars here?
Yeah, right.
All right.
You said in Egypt, that's encryption there for Cairo, Illinois, huh? You sly devil, you.
Exactly. Sorry, I gave it up.
So, 6 years. And you came in the show later, all right? By what, a month or something?
You didn't come in much later.
Yeah. So, like, one thing good about the, you know, coming in, say, I don't know, a month later, after 6 years, it's pretty much right there, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I came in the show, and then the first night I was drunk, so, because we had Zembrufka and apple juice, the drink of the rich.
Which you were introduced
to. The funny story is that I walk in, never met Black Knight in my life, I walk in, we get to this house. We ring the doorbell, and we got 5 minutes to get on the air, and you're not there yet.
But we got on the air.
Yeah, we did. We got on the air on time, too.
Front door?
Yeah, but don't ring the bell. Just walk in.
Watch out for
the
killer
dogs. Are you serious?
Yeah, because the dogs are put up.
In the front door?
Yes, the dogs are put up, so they won't come and eat you, and they're large. One's a Great Dane, and one is a... See the one? Bull Mastiff.
That is correct.
No, it's a Greek radio station coming to back.
Okay, is there a map to the...
Yeah, keep walking around that until you see the door. There's a door in that middle by the stairs there. There's a door. Just keep walking around that center, like a donut. Keep walking around until you see the door. And then you might see my daughter and Lucinda up there. And then walk down the stairs, and you will be going into the underground location.
Squire, have you been there yet?
No.
Oh, yeah, I guess that would make sense, because he can't find a place.
Yeah, have you been there yet? 3 or 4 times, but, you know, I just can't get the hang of it.
Can't grasp it.
I got to a point where...
Well, I see...
All right, he's hanging up now, yes. What's that now?
You got the dartboard lined up.
Oh, they, until we stayed here, they were like the poster for games. There's a dartboard, there's a, you throw this, he's a Buckeye fan, as you might be able to see in the video. And,
I see the, looks yeah, like the cornhole game or the
yeah,
cornhole.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's a Buckeye, he's a Buckeye fan. And you can't see, we'll turn the camera on and see, but we have a pool table, air hockey table, and a complete gym. If you look to my, where I'm pointing at, that is a punching bag.
It's got Jay's face on it.
It's got Jay's face?
I think it's for a radio station.
What's that?
Great. I see Squire now. I imagine that means that he's there. That's
yeah,
good.
And people who are listening on TogiNet, that is just like that is awesome. Wherever you're listening, but if you'd like to get the TV feed, the way to do that is go bkscshow.com, and then you click a little thing, listen live or listen now or whatever it's called, and bing, bang, boom, it will take you to the live video feed. And I will say this hopefully once so we don't dwell on it. At some point during the night, there may be, the stream may fail for the video. We'll just restart it, so no biggie. It's been doing fine so far, but you're hot. You're live. You gotta, oh, watch out for that.
What the heck was that?
There's a little clip here. Hold on.
There is, okay.
It's bent. No, the clip is bent.
The wrong way or the right way? Bend it so it works.
I just bent steel with my bare hands. Okay. You have to pull that puppy down to you.
All right, we got the. Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Yeah, and you. It might be a little hot though. The headphones.
Yeah, it's a little loud, but we're all right.
Is it really hot? They're a Sennheiser Open Air. And I would use them, except I couldn't get the chair.
You got the Sennheiser, you know, you got the Sennheiser Open Air, you know.
Yeah, I have the Beyer Dynamic myself, by the way. Oh, yeah, you know, Beyer Dynamic.
That's because you're Beyer. Oh, wait, you're in camera. Look out.
Yeah, there's the camera. That is camera there. Over here, this little wiggy. Up here.
That's one camera there.
Right. And then right here, you'll see this boom mic. That's a little webcam. That is iVisit, so you can stick your face in there.
Well, I'm probably blocking it with the...
No, it's a... Let me look at it. No, you can see it.
Okay.
We just barely...
Good.
Stretched all the wires. Well, now that we're done with the show, after all, getting here, you know.
That was great. Well, let's hope the 7th anniversary...
Hold on. No. This is not the way the mic works.
Is that what it...
If you want to go underneath it, it's there's the hot spot.
Oh, there you got you. Okay. Here,
not the top.
Got to find the G-spot.
Yeah, when you do, when you find it.
I found it.
There you go. You'll know. See, you know when you find it, right? You can tell. Do you like the little trip?
Jeez. Okay.
How long was your drive from lovely, where were you driving from?
I was driving from Berwyn. Unfortunately, there was a train stalled on the track, so I had to go from one big street all the way east to a street that had the viaduct to... just to get to Ogden Avenue. So that was a half hour right there.
Did you ask via duck and not a chicken?
You know, I like the Marx Brothers. And I did not at the time ask about that. I think it's time for some drinks.
Stop on the lovely 94 tollway there, then 55, and you're in Cairo, Egypt, or wherever the hell you are.
Jay, are you on your way over here?
He's like, are you crazy?
Well, you know, I was busy trying to get the remote ready, which that didn't work out.
So it is, have in the chat room, let's see, we have Allure Star, Chicago One, Hams, Petunia, Rex Ungerite, Rex Underwear, what's his name? And Spanish Eyes, and Squire G, and Uncle Al Clow. Let's see if he changed it to Uncle Al, so I gotta be nice.
He changed it.
And in the iVisit room, we have Spanish Eyes, Little Al. That's one of Al's many children. One of Al's many bastard children. No, wait a minute. And that's when the father's not there, right?
Yeah, just when they're not married.
What happens when the mother's not there? What do they call? You don't have a mother.
Motherless.
All right, Fast Eddie. Fast frickin' Eddie is there. I keep thinking of, what's his name? The lawyer, Fast Eddie. I voted for him for mayor,
Eddie,
by the
Vidoliak,
way.
Eddie Vidoliak, yeah.
When he ran for mayor, I voted for him.
Eddie Vidoliak?
Yeah.
Who was he running against at the time?
Daly.
Oh, yeah, I don't blame him.
ATV Lady Petunia Bloom and Al. So it is live.
I guess we should play an anniversary song.
Yeah, I bet you we got a bunch of stuff. Oh, boy. I'm going to do this. It's time to rethink things. I think I can do that. I mean, I know I can do it. I'm just trying to figure which way to do it.
Okay.
You know what? I tell you what I like to do. I'd like to rip them. Yeah, they all one thing?
Yeah. All in one.
You know which one's which?
Yeah, I got the little list right here.
Okay, so then maybe what I'll do, we're going to take a break in a minute. I'll figure out what to do during the break. And I will put that in the mail. We got an action pack. Are we going to be able to fit this all in?
I don't know. There's a lot. Oh, I thought you'd be like finish the alcohol.
No,
I'm gonna try.
No, I meant the.
If you guys get bored, you can just work out.
We should. That's gonna be one of the segments.
Yeah, you got a treadmill? We'll do a little video. My daughter might not be thrilled because it's stacked
up
here.
Would that be wrong? Would that be wrong to watch men working out in a video?
Oh, we got to. That chair's okay, but you can't. I can't. I got no headsets. I couldn't find. Minor detail for a show, right?
Yeah.
And I had no microphones and no headphones. I put them in the same box, and I can't find them. I took that. That mic was different because I packed it different earlier or whatever. And these headsets. And that headset that you're wearing, I have in my bag when I go driving.
That's right, because I know they were one. They're not in a thing with a handle.
No, I went through that. Lucinda climbed over like a monkey over the top, and we went through it. And so here we got Lyman here who we want him to go. That's correct. And
yeah,
and throw lunch meat around. And I just can't. and then I'm thinking I don't have a headset, so I remember that one. I asked my grandson, and he came out one of those little wrap around your head things. I'm going, that's not going to work. Plus, I only have two heads. So that's because in that same box is my splitter.
It's the splitter and the adapters.
So anyway, but we're here limping through. We will play it. Why we got a request for YMCA already? You know? We got a request for YMCA.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah, okay, how we?
I'll have to play it from Rex's site.
Oh, okay.
Because I still have a copy of it.
No, is it because it was done live?
Yeah,
we did that live.
And Rex being the official. Anarchist of the Black Knight Squire G Show.
I also need to ask Rex if the song I'm Mr. Spock, if that's on his website or amiright.com. Because if it's on his site or whoever, I think some people probably need to go take a look at that.
Yeah?
Well, you need the lyrics.
Well, Rex, I'm sure Rex, he hasn't passed out yet, will be going to his website now and getting that and putting that in the chat room at least. So we'll be doing that. This is the first time we've been on in iVisit together in the same cam
because of the way the
now you'd think when I started out to set this up that I would think about video and I didn't. I just jammed everything here, but it works. It's working out. We got Jay on the phone. We will be opening the phones later once I figure out how to do.
Okay.
I imagine Jay's going to come and go anyway. So he goes, "How about you? I ain't going to be on here for 3 hours with you knuckleheads." I got it set up to take phone calls with our 800 number. So it's 888-863-2722 is the number for people to call. And let me think. How am I going to play this? Let me just do an experiment. Here. I'll just put it in here. If I can redirect the audio out.
And everybody in the chat room, you'll see a
like that. That'll happen.
You'll see a site there that Rex.
It should work. It should work
there for the. This will be the words for the one of the songs we'll be playing later.
What am I going to play it with? I tried try using iTunes. Now, get this. I mean, I'm telling you, I've been using a PC. I started out on a Timex Sinclair in 1980.
I remember those.
Went to a Commodore 64.
I remember those.
And then a Commodore 128. And then I built my own AT in the early 90s. And went to a 386, 486, blah, 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 right? Well, when I have this Mac, I'm running like 15 applications, all heavy stuff, and it's working. It's unbelievable. Now I'm going to jinx it. Well, all right, we'll get this stuff set up with the songs. We got a bunch here. Squire's been busy. We'll be back live. Glad it's Squire G Show, 6th anniversary show live.
Hello.
This is Casper the Insane Dane, and I would like to introduce you to the Black Knight and Squire G Show.
Somebody sent me a story about the guy who wrote that song. The Hokey what? Pokey, he died. They tried to put him in the casket. First, they put his right foot... And then the trouble started there.
From that point on.
Finishing it all about.
And then the next day, the funeral for Simon. Simon says,
Simon, he wouldn't do anything. He wouldn't listen to what I said. Hey, Simon.
Oh, God. Boy. Look at you see that. Put him in the coffin. He won't go. Okay. Simon says.
Simon says, can I bury him now?
No, you didn't say Mother May I.
Mother May I was the right word.
You put your right foot in. Simon says, Mother, may I?
That's all it takes.
www.bksgshow.com for more information.
Tra la 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 la, happy anniversary. Tra la 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 la, Black Knight and Squire G. Today's the day, the show is three. So welcome to our broadcast jubilee. We're gonna reminisce about all that we've been through. IP's dreams and monkeys
spewing.
We've had our share of special guests, including some in their eternal rest. Impolite, but we just gotta boast. We hear from John Lennon's ghost.
This is Johnny listening to the Black Knight and Squire G Show.
Do you remember when Santa came to visit? His jokes were rated R. The kiddos didn't get it. Let the truth be known now. We're all from Planet X. With clowns named Sprinkles and Tinkles and Stinkles and who just sends her respects. So if we should find some future day that we are being followed by the CIA, 'cause when we spoke Swahili we pissed off Africa, our clicks translate to Joe Mama. Should I say donkey? Should I say ass? To do the show takes big cojones made of brass. It's been a wild ride and we're glad that you are here. We've survived another year. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, happy anniversary. Squire G. Tra la 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 la, happy anniversary. Tra la 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 la, Black Knight and Squire G.
This is Rex Ungerite, and I listen to the Black Knight and Squire G Show for the verbal abuse.
Rex, boy. He's a porn star.
He's just a character we made up.
Rex is a serial killer. So how's Rex? Is he drunk yet?
Rex Ungerite drinks very much alcohol and beats his wife with a set of spoons they got for their anniversary.
Black Knight Squire G. Now we celebrate our anniversary. Fake J, Bone J, Chat J, Show J. We got all types of Capone on BKSG. Blue Flame fuels his show with black bean casserole. Starts his act by shouting fire in the hole. Don's a poet, we all know it. He's got a can-do attitude on BKSG. God be with you. Glide. drank too much, though. We've got retro runs. Cherry Oki, Cherry Oki. Lucinda says,
do the drink, guy.
On BKSG, we're full of mirth and vodka. We span the earth. We're on both of the
internet.
Racer extra lineman blows to suicide, but it turned out fine, man. Ratings went real high. BKSG, BKSG.
And another thing, you think you're better than me?
BKSG, BKSG.
And now,
words of wisdom from the Black Knight and Squire G Show.
You know, you gotta, when you're smoking, it's got to be hot, because if otherwise the cigarette won't stay lit.
Yeah, otherwise it wouldn't be smoking.
Yes, yeah, it'd be just like sucking.
This has been
words of wisdom from the Black Knight and Squire G Show.
I like listening for the live impromptu musical performances.
One, two, three. Hot, 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 hot,
I'm not used to pull that. I got to put that.
Yeah, you don't have your. Okay, there we go. One, two, check, 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 check. All right. In about a half hour, we're going to order from Anthony's Pizza.
I don't know if they'll. Anyway, I think you're on the wrong side again. Oh, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, check, check, check. Yeah, it was.
All right, well, we're playing those songs and we're all popping our heads, and Ryman doesn't have access to. I figured out something to do here. I'm missing headphones. Anyway, BKSG show. It is live. We are at BKSG TV.
Well, when it comes to some of the music, I'll let them listen because I've heard these before. So,
yeah, I'm thinking of putting the monitors.
Ah.
So I can listen to him, you know, but that. Oh, we got Jay on the phone here, don't we? You still there, or are you with Lily?
I'm here.
All right, because we had Lily on the phone at one time, remember? We had her on the phone. We
left. Yeah.
Like, break, forgot about her.
It was like a week. You know, I'm still on. She was still on for the next show.
All right, so I'm going to be thinking here.
A good idea. The monitors for. I see. And I'm getting a little feedback because I got open.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go like this. Other than that, it's working smooth.
Yeah. I even got my...
Did you guys happen to look and see the girl, the lady with the transplant, the face transplant?
Yes, I... Yes.
The what transplant?
Do you think it worked?
What transplant is it?
A lady had a face transplant. Her husband shot her. And there's literally no face right here. I mean, and then she couldn't eat or, I don't know, there's no face. And they gave her a face transplant. Somebody donated a face.
What? What did you say?
Lyman said she's hot.
Oh.
Well, you know, there's still a lot of swelling, you know, so, I mean, she's got to thin down in the face.
Yeah, I would say. She looks like a... You know, like a bloated ham.
She does. It's terrible, but she didn't look. She looked worse though without the face.
Well, yeah, because it the face of the skull.
Before,
you know?
But I guess, you know, a face is better than no face. I guess. In this case, I would say very close. Very close.
All right, I just figured it out.
Okay, you figured it out.
You know what? I got troubles, right? I
yes,
got troubles pop up.
Yeah,
you said
right.
that. Yes, you do. But somehow, I always figure how to get through it.
Yes,
right?
You
so
do.
Look at sitting on a desk here. This should be able to plug from the output.
Okay.
Oh, I guess I think I was bragging too earlier.
Uh-oh.
That's the input. I'm going to figure this out by the end of the show.
Right.
I'm going to figure this out.
We're all going to hear what's going on.
So, almost there.
Chicago One says he has a date with her next week. She looks like a Volkswagen Beetle rear end.
You know what? She had her face blown off. And who brought that up?
Jay.
I certainly know she would have been a flaming midget with a transplant. Then it would have been like a double whammy, you know.
Well, you know, I'd be the first guy to
turn
a bar.
How'd that happen?
I don't know. What was that?
I think that was from your disc there. Yeah.
Okay.
I stuck at the bar. Hey, wife, that's a long face.
There we go.
They actually went up to John Kerry and said, "Hey, John Kerry, why the long?"
Hey, Jay Leno.
Hey, Celine Dion. Why the long? Okay.
These people have long faces, I think.
I guess, yeah.
Not being. But Jay, you'd be proud of me. I'm actually watching a TV show that's current. I'm watching House.
Oh, really? He got off the Three's Company bandwagon.
Actually, it was Friends, but.
Friends, okay. I was a little bit too far back.
It's a new show, but it kind of gave it away when I'm watching it and they pull out a portable phone, cordless phone that has like an 18-foot metal antenna on it.
Yeah, yeah.
He calls me up one day on the phone. I'm on the road. And he goes, "Hey, Jay, did you see this Chrissy girl on Three's Company? She's hot."
I actually did not say that. I thought the other one was better, but. So I'm like.
By the way, we have somebody very, very jealous in the chat room. Uncle Al says, "I love the planning that goes into the show."
Yeah, we got it down.
He can just keep on trying, you know. Now, do you want to play one of these?
Yeah, we should play.
While I figure out how to, I'll give Flame in my headset. I got to hear it.
Yeah.
I got to hear it.
He can use mine.
Right. No, I'm just kidding.
Because I've heard these before.
I'll figure out a way to do this. I know I'm going to figure a way to do this. I can feel it. I've been watching House now.
Yeah,
so I got a cane that I flipped the little hacky sack up in the air. Oh, we got a phone call coming in.
Uh-oh.
You have to hang me up. You can hang me up.
No, this phone call does not realize that we're doing the show.
Oh, that's one of those phone calls.
I'll let that go. I like to pull them on the air and go, "Hi, we're live on the air by the Squire G Show. Now in its sixth year." And for Saturday to Sunday night, Saturday nights here, you know.
Don't do that with the IRS. It's not a good idea.
Yeah, 6 year line. Yeah, well, with the billions we've been making.
Yeah, well,
you know,
they're going to want to talk to us.
That's probably why the banking problems are here, because of us. But anyway, do you want to pick one of these?
Well, it would be number three, because
hold on, let me turn this off here.
That's the sixth anniversary show song.
Oh, wow, we're going right into it. Sixth anniversary song.
Did you want to wait?
No, we can.
Oh, okay.
We can, because I'm sure you have more goodies in store. This won't be a one-shot wonder. Oh, all right.
Yeah, you can listen, because I've heard these before.
Oh, just hear it once, and that's good enough. Huh?
No, I mean, I've been listening a lot.
I don't want to hear it.
Number three, right?
Number three, yeah.
Number three. This is the sixth anniversary song parody. Rex Underwear. What's his name? Unger. Am I wrong? Am I right? Ungerreich.
Right. Okay.
Rex Ungerreich, our official parodontist, who has written the words, and the Squire has put his talents into taking those lyrics, which are out of time and off and don't rhyme, and putting it together. No, really, I'm kidding. Our Rex is being the awesome parodist and the Squire, putting the music together.
I did them. I don't need to hear.
Oh. Here we go. This is the sixth anniversary song. Do I have everything working here so it'll work?
Probably not.
Crank up the volume, we're on the air. Time to have some fun. Grab your phone and call us on the party line. Find a glass and open the wine. We're gonna share a bottle or three as the show unfolds. Can you conceive it? Can you believe it? We are 6 years old. We'd get the girls, fame and fortune too. Black Knight is always mending a fuse on the circuit board. Squire G is singing out a parody. Good thing Rex supplies them for free. There in the chat room, you'll all agree, lineman's uncontrolled. He's so confounded and so astounded that we're 6 years old. Every May we have a celebration with our crazy friends who are far and near. We shall act depraved. Black Knight and Squire G and a bunch of knaves. Year number seven's starting tonight. Shocking, but it's true. Been at least a couple hundred Saturdays. That includes the eight shows with Jay. Some didn't think we'd make it this far, if the truth be told. Call it distracting, but we'll keep acting like we're 6 years old. Whoo!
There you go. I like it. We got to play it again a few times.
Oh, yeah, we can play.
Since this is probably our last show, so we're going to play it again a few times to get our... There you go. Well done. Beatles again. It's the Beatles... Hold on. What am I doing here? This. We had a call coming in.
All right.
We had a call coming in. What the heck? I got way too many...
too much stuff. We were back.
It's a multitasking. It's what it is. Too much on one machine. They go, oh, this, that, and somebody calling in on Skype, and I just can't use Skype and do the BKSG TV.
We're gonna have this on once you get the new studio all set up.
If you want to be if you want to be on hold, Jay, when I try to do this, because somebody will call in.
I told you I'd take one for the team.
Right. He's like, please, I got to do my laundry here, you know.
Not a problem. Leave the kids.
Actually, we also, in this next segment, we should do our cigar segment because it's getting darker out.
Yes, it is.
We're going to have to climb out that window.
Come on. Just because I had less.
That's the well. Now, the trouble is we're not going to have, we can't have the cam outside to see us in the well, so the cam's going to have to see us through there.
Maybe we can skip the well segment.
We're supposed to have...
we got
to
turn around. We were talking about Timmy in the well, and there's they got window wells here, so we're going to stick Timmy in there.
Hey, am I still on?
Yes.
Yes, you are.
I'm glad you said that. I was going to say, you guys are so far down there that I think dope is illegal. You can actually... a different kind of cigar show.
Speaking of that, I was I did a tour of the Will County Jail today. So I got this. Yeah, they just opened up this multi-million dollar extension. They tripled the size of the building, and it was going through it. It's cutting edge, you know, all this stuff. So
they went to do a remote?
No, I asked about that.
That'd be cool.
Right from the cell. That'd be cool. That would be.
And after the show, we don't get to leave.
Actually, I talked to my daughter because she took me on a tour in there, and I asked her. I said, "Hey, I'm thinking right away. I'm thinking, you know, hey, we could be live from the Will County Jail.
That would be cool.
We're locked up here until people, you know, give to a charity or whatever. We're gonna be stuck here until it happens. I gotta check my 800 number.
Now, Chicago once said, did you see Drew Peterson? Is that where they took him?
Yeah, they took him. There was a
did
big.
Did you see him?
No, I didn't. But my daughter and her husband, who both worked there, were saying. It was a big deal. He was quite. I don't think they dealt with him, but he was. Oh yeah, I got to talk. I'm sorry, I got to turn off the voicemail. That would help, right?
I know he was talking.
He's pretty.
He's pretty arrogant, kind of. But now when they put him in the jail, and then the, all these other guys, criminals know he's a cop. Is there going to be any problems with that?
I'm sure there's people in there that he put there. Okay, I got the phones are active now. It's my fault. Now, the thing with that is that other guy, too, that one cop who, that one person who was driving the car and allegedly his wife shot the two kids in the back seat and tried to shoot him as he got out.
Yeah.
And then shot herself. That guy, he's in there. He's been there for a while. And all he does all the day is...
I'm catching your gas light up.
Pace is in the cell back and forth. That's all he does. That's all he does. Doesn't go out for the recreation. Just bang, bang, for years. 2 years now.
Imagine your guest.
What's that?
Imagine your guest lineup. That'd be great.
Yeah. That guy's got to have, like, really muscular legs, right?
I don't know. Just walking back and forth?
Hey, you know, they are supposed to have a remote at a restaurant called Anastasia up here. And then the story broke with
Drew. All right, here we go. I'm going to try and do this, okay? I'm going to try and... All right. Hello, you are live at the Blighted Squire G Show 6th Anniversary Extravaganza.
Happy birthday.
It is Uncle Al.
Well, hey, I was there for the first show. Yes, I got to be there for your... And I hope I'm there for your 60th anniversary.
Yeah, well, at the rate we're going, that could be next week.
You feel that old, do you?
Well.
Who would have ever thunk 6 years?
Like I said, I was thinking 6 years or seven or eight, but I thought maybe we wouldn't be in a basement for our 6th anniversary show.
But that's just an interim. That's just an interim.
This is
problem.
Just temporary until...
Yeah.
We get discovered.
It's a nice basement.
Yeah.
It's got...
there you go.
It's got a...
there are a lot of people that have lived in a basement all their life?
Yeah, they call them badgers.
Do you know there's people that live in boxes in New York?
Actually, there's one who lives in a box in Chicago, and his name is Chicago, one, so...
Well, his name is Chicago, yeah. So there you go. Stop your goddamn whining. You could be living with Chicago.
Yeah, that's scary. Wonderful.
Yeah,
that's scary.
Never mind the box. Chicago is scary.
Think about the dedication to the internet here. He is living in a box, but he's first going to get internet. Then he'll worry about where to live.
And then Allura's,
Allura's a high class box.
Yes, it is. It's I think a double refrigerator, two door refrigerator.
Double wide refrigerator.
There you go.
I guess you have not.
Congratulations, guys.
Well, I appreciate it, Al, and thanks for your support over the years.
You know, I mean, you guys, I enjoy your shows, always have. Even when you played music before you got that really good guy, Squire G, your show wasn't bad.
Well, thanks.
You just love me, don't you, Black Knight? I'm sort of like a wart on your ass that never goes away.
Yeah, and it itches and burns.
Yeah.
But there's some kind of weird pleasure in that.
Yeah, well.
There you go.
I guess it depends where it is.
Yes, it does. Yeah. You know, how far...
Exactly. You do a great job. I enjoy your shows, and we'll have them on as long as you guys are around. Hope you're around for a long time.
Well, hope so, too, because I want to see the day when all three of us are together going, I love you, man!
Oh, yeah, yeah. We have to do
it. Oh, please, give me a break. I don't even want to think of it. Oh, I just visualized it. Oh, no. Oh, I need a drink.
And Petunia Bloom's getting jealous.
Have a good one, guys.
All righty, we'll see you.
Good show.
Thank you.
I'm going to let you go because I know you're going to get lots of calls.
Okay.
Take care.
All righty.
We love you. We love you. We love you.
All right.
No, I love you, man. Bye. Okay.
Right. There you go, Jay. You're probably listening on the...
That's funny. That's funny stuff. He said I needed a drink. Is that pretty much already done?
Yeah, no, that's right. You can just turn on your computer volume, right? You're watching on a video. That's pretty much real time. So
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. I haven't done the video thing, and it's your lips are almost in tune.
Hey Jay, I got something for you right here. I got something for you right on the video. You know what I'm saying?
That's beautiful. Hey, that's is that your ring finger?
How come that was pixelated? How'd you do that?
It helps. It does it right. Yeah, look at that. If you see the picture here, our last. Our first show, one of the main differences is about, let's see, if you look at the picture, look at the Ivy's picture in particular, you look at that, I almost look like I'm Santa Claus, like a white hair.
Oh, man, white knight. Dun, da, da, da.
It does,
it looks like you're Lord of the Rings.
Gandalf. Fool of a Took. Next time, throw yourself in.
And his brother Jag, because he's got a car.
Who is your squirmy guy?
All right, hold on here. We got someone coming in here from... Alrighty. You are live at the Black Knight Squire G6 Anniversary Jamboree.
Well, well, happy anniversary.
Spanish.
You know, Jim, you got to stop complaining about being 6 feet under in Chicago. You know where you would be 6 feet under here in Florida?
Oh, water.
It's all swamp there.
Swamp water.
Yeah.
You will be swimming with the fishies somewhere.
Actually, in Chicago, if you were 6 feet under, you would be swimming with the fishes. So I guess it works out, depending on your slang, it works out both ways.
Well, so it's a good thing you moved then, huh?
Oh, yes.
So when Black Knight gets the real studio all set up, then there'll be... Everybody could fly in for that big party, live party.
We'll have the big old celebration.
Like we were going to do, but, you know.
Yes. Well, I'll be there.
The timing is, yes, and you were going to fly in, especially for this day. So, I mean, I appreciate that support and look forward to it. We will have something this summer, it's safe to say.
Well, look at it on the bright side. I'm still taking the days off anyway, so I'm just lounging around.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
yeah.
She's lounging.
That's good.
We got to get headphones for it.
I
keep turning back. He's just sitting there going, like, I'm glad I'm here, you know. Lyman's in the studio, and he can't hear because I got the headset.
Got to
figure something out here. Wait, I'm figuring something out. Wait a minute. Lyman, I almost said his real name.
No.
Could you go up? There's no up there? If they brought a headset in. It's like for like a Walkman, but you can wear that. And I got a splitter right here I can use. Oh, it's not a splitter. I'll get a splitter.
All right. He'll make one. He's like the MacGyver the electronic world. He'll take a paper clip and a hairpin and stick some paper together and pull his hair back.
So we'll get that. Anyway, yes, we're having a tech talk.
You mean to tell me that Lineman has not been listening to anything? He's deaf?
He's not deaf.
I made him deaf because...
He might as well be deaf with you guys listening, like him not hearing a thing.
Yeah. Well, hold on one second here. Let me...
We'll figure out something during the break.
We pause that. We will start it up again when we're done here.
Okay.
How was the hurricane season? Wait, it didn't happen yet, did it?
No, it's...
Was it August?
Oh.
Is it
you
over?
Didn't get any this year. That's good. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
It hasn't started yet.
Wait. Oh.
Next month.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right.
Well, I hope that it will.
Sorry.
Yeah, I thought I missed it.
That's what I'm. Wait a minute.
Oh, he's coming up with an idea.
I'm going to come up with something. I'm going to come up with something. I'm telling you.
He's actually got, he took a motor and he's taking the copper wiring.
I'm unwinding the wires.
And he's going to build something here. Oh, what are those?
It's a headset.
It's a headset, but.
No, I'm still thinking okay. Here. There's still.
We're going to figure this out. It'll be all ready for the 7th anniversary show. I can't wait.
Probably not.
Maybe not.
You know, it'll be ready, but something else will come up.
Guys, you need to give a lineman some ears, and I just really wanted to wish you a happy anniversary, and I wish I was there, but I will be there, okay?
All right.
Well, I appreciate it, and it was nice of you to call in, and we will see you probably a couple months. We'll have something.
Yeah.
Soon. I love you guys.
All righty. Thank you.
Bye.
I love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Spanish eyes.
All right, there's JJ Capone's back, but we're going to go to a break here, Tiger, okay? So hold on there. All right?
I'm still here.
All right, well, hold on. We're going to take a break. And we'll be back. Blind Squire G Show, 6th Anniversary Show, live.
Everybody, listen to me. Okay. And return me my ship.
This is Rex Ungerite. And I listen to the Black Knight and Squire G Show for the schizophrenia.
All we can do is listen to Rex and believe him. You know, I bet you Rex is like an axe murderer or something. Yeah, I think Rex would fit right in.
Yeah.
You know? Rex, why do people think we don't like you, you drunken bastard? Rex is a good guy. Apparently, Mr. Ungerite has done some film work. Okay, let's just put it that way. And it has to do with, well, let's just say multiple genders were involved. Rex, just like the wine he drinks, gets better with age, I think.
Okay.
Speaking of flatulence, Rex Ungerite has entered the chat room. Rex is just like a genius. Yeah, probably got a Rex Ungerite thing we can toss out, right? No.
Not a new one.
No. Well, in hell with it, you know. Rex, come on, huh? We really are happy that Rex is around because we would be totally off the air by now.
We could have Rex change a couple of words and then he can say it's his.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Come on.
Isn't that what he does with most of it, or? Rex Ungerite, the official, like, the all-time champion.
Parody writer.
Parody writer. See, now, if Rex would get out of the bottle, he could actually go somewhere with us. He's pretty funny. What the hell is he doing with us? Here's Rex Ungerite, our own Rex Ungerite. He's blood paid for.
What?
But, you know, since we do know enough to blackmail him into oblivion, I would say we could say he's ours. Hey, Rex, you're really talented and awesome.
Now, let's talk to him on a phone. He could talk.
Rex talks.
Put several sentences together at one time, too, you know. That was pretty good.
I love you, man. I love you, man, Rex. I love you, man.
now.
Words of wisdom from the Black Knight and Squire G. Show.
Soup on a stick kind of sucks. You don't get a lot, and it's very expensive.
This has been
Words of Wisdom from the Black Knight and Squire G. Show.
Hi, this is Nikoi Paris, and you're listening to the Black Knight Squire G. Show.
Oh, yeah, we are live.
We're back.
Come on. Well, that's our G Show. We figured a way how to plug Lyman in the system, but he is not here. I think he's upstairs turning over furniture.
He went to the store to get a headset.
Yeah. Oh, darn.
Comes back, the show is over. All right. Decoy Paris. One of our many superstars that we had here interviewing over the years.
Oh, you know, it's hard to name them all.
And also, Rex sent in, which reminds me, I'm going to go pull him down from the server. Rex has some ditties that he sent.
Oh, cool. All right.
Just plug it in. Plug it at the end of that cord. And then you can just yell like you got Tourette's. And we'll hear you. There, see? The Squire's mic is...
cool, that comes through then, right?
It's pretty hot, yeah.
All right.
Rex, I'm telling you. You know, I tell you, Rex. he's a good guy. No matter what his wife says when we talk on the phone, Rex is a good guy.
When he's out of town.
Yeah. No matter what she says. Yeah, you can hear Lyman in the background belching.
Cool. All right.
All right, we're going to, let's see, Rex, new directory.
I got a sippy cup.
You really?
Yeah.
All right, we're downloading now. Rex's little, I forgot all about these. I'm glad.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
So we'll download these now while we're talking here. And we got some little mementos.
Oh, okay. Little
diddy-do.
Is he through the 6 years or through the last year?
What are you
gonna do? It was broken.
Well, did you fix it?
Yes.
Thank you. That's why you came here. Do what diddy-dum-diddy-do? Well, here, actually, we have one ready. It's already downloaded.
Okay.
I set up an auxiliary wireless system here, which ends up making things a little faster. All right. Temporary drive. Rex. Okay, here we go. This one is called the Three Tenors. It's all out of... Lord knows. So we got to make sure I got the... Lord knows what that means. I want to see the Theater of Three Tenors singing Wacko. La, 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 Wacko! That didn't sound like three tenors, though. It sounded like one knucklehead, but, you know. That would be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Talking, actually, what am I doing here? I'm hearing myself in your mic.
Hey, you
I don't know what the deal is on that. Here.
Well, this is your mic.
Yeah. Where are you? He like looms over. Is he on the screen?
Is he in the camp? No.
I talked to you, and I got this I got this little peripheral.
He says he doesn't want to be seen.
Well, that's right. I got to wait. Maybe you don't realize you are on cam.
No, I'm not.
You're not.
No.
He's actually right behind Squire.
He's right behind us.
He's right behind that. Oh, there's my sword coming through. See it? I didn't notice that. I got the sword shining through there.
Okay.
The official Black Knight sword.
That's part of the exercise equipment.
Well, it is. The exercise cutting off heads. Oh, I forgot. Hi, Jay.
I'm here.
He's we had you on the Lily Hold system.
Rex says that the lineman should be obscene and not heard.
Done and done.
Yeah.
It looks like you guys are in the Soviet Union in a bunker.
Doesn't it? It does look like the gulag.
It is a bunker.
Yeah. Actually, if you look...
I've got a lot of room in there.
Yeah, actually, if you want, I'll do a spin around the...
Do a little walkthrough.
I got a couch if you need a couch.
Actually, we got a bunch of stuff in the...
Probably got crabs on it.
Yeah, I was trying to get rid of it. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, well, we'll say, what are they just going to do?
Lay off the seafood, Jay.
It's
put it this way, linemen, if a woman sits on it, could be pregnancy.
Oh, God.
Oh, I thought those were plastic covers. I guess not.
Oh, boy. Oh, Greek, here we go. What happened in Greek?
Syllables. Mayonnaise.
You're breaking up there, Jay. So
just at the wrong moment.
Here's one more. Here's one. Oh, okay. Rex.
Uh-oh.
This could be Rex's official last day on the show. Okay. All this title is BLK drunk.
BLK.
And another thing.
Black.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, here we go. Great. You know, I mean, I'm laughing, but. You know, when you get drunk enough,
yeah, you'll. Doesn't matter. Yeah.
My little laundry list wasn't that dramatic, but mm-hmm. You know, the last time that I imbibed,
mm-hmm.
I was at my buddy's kid's wedding,
mm-hmm.
And I said I don't drink, right? So I'm drinking wine, Jägermeister. But I'm just drinking it.
Vanilla extract.
Hey, just drinking. Right? I don't know. Well, it all hit me, of course, and I'm in the bathroom,
uh-huh.
Throwing up in the urinal. Not the bathroom, not the John, the urinal.
It sounds bad, folks, but it's worse than that. There was actually a guy standing using it at the time.
Excuse me. I remember just a little bit of it, you know. And they told me later on, that when I went to the wedding,
uh-huh.
There was a kid at the wedding.
Yeah.
And he came up to me and goes, is that Jesus? Because I had the long hair and the beard, yeah. You know, and he's like, Jesus, you know. And I was laughing around and going, like, bless you, my son, you know. And the mother's smiling. And so then the same kid was at the thing. He comes out of the bathroom going, Jesus is throwing up. I felt like an ass.
Jesus is making vomit out of wine. It's a miracle.
I did a good job doing that. Of course, I made vomit out of Jägermeister and wine.
Jesus is turning wine in the urine.
Well, I remember that. I remember that segment of the night anyway. Later on that night, I remember all of a sudden being in my car.
And oh, wow.
One of the short arm trick guys, uh-huh. The band, knocked on the door and was like, hi, Uncle Jim. Hey, can I have your car keys? I'm like, okay. You know.
Can I have your wallet? And what's your PIN number?
Well, you know those punks.
Yeah.
All right, so we got more of these items.
Mom, Jesus peed in his pants.
Now you know where the clown Whizzle the Clown came from, right?
I think they did kind of make fun of that.
Yeah. Did he write that out and then say it like on the air for the first time, or did they?
Because he's going, yeah, I'm wise. I'm wiso. Okay, yeah, this is my.
He's a wizard. You know, Wizzo, the wizard.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, so now you know when you got Tinkles the Clown, what happens?
I'm a tinker by trade.
Hey, oh, Jay, speaking of that, I was driving down the street and I saw a guy who had like, it used to be a taxi cab. So it's the same yellow color. And it's got a light on it. But, you know, taxi light. But the word taxi wasn't there. I think he just took it off. But it was for a clown. You know, you can have a clown at parties, whatever. He's got all these advertising around it. I was going to get the number down. I didn't.
Oh, great. Yeah. That's what I fantasize about, a clown taxi.
I'd like a ride. Please. How many does this hold? About 150. Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah,
we can put about 150 of us in here, you fat
man. Are you outside? You sound like you're yelling down the block or something.
You know, I have my Motorola Bluetooth in.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, it's not bad. It's a little distant. That's, I mean, I can deal with it. We'll turn it up. You know.
Sounds like he's in the bathroom.
Well, he may be.
I'm doing the whole show from the bathroom.
The whole show usually goes down the toilet anyway.
Yeah, so. You might as well just bring it in there and, you know, flush.
You spank Frank.
All right, we got to watch the clock here because we got a show.
In fact, you
want to do a show? Let's do a show. What the hell?
We've been doing it for six years.
You might as well.
Now, this next parody.
Number four?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I got to remember the first two. So number four, you're probably thinking, oh, Rex likes you better than me. You're probably saying that all the time, right? Because
I was kind of hoping.
But
me and his wife can listen. Anyway, what's that?
But because you probably thought Rex forgot about your birthday. See, he wrote a birthday song for me, and then here it's like, what? How many is that? 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
So he did write one, except that we haven't been together here. So this is Rex's birthday song to you.
Alrighty, let me make sure all the ready to go here. And here we go, the Rex Ungerite birthday tribute to me.
There you go.
And only the Lord and you knows. All right, here we go. Ready?
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a man named Jim, who sings a song like Johnny Cash and not like Tiny Tim. Been broadcasting on the internet about 6 years or so. You'll hear him every Saturday on a three-hour show. A three-hour show. Now we meet to celebrate a very special day. Another year has come and gone, and Black Knight's turning gray. Yes, Black Knight's turning gray. The gang's all here to enjoy some cheer, so raise a glass or three with Cherokee, the Squire to Chicago One, and come home, alert a star. Happy birthday from everyone here on BKSG.
There we go. Oh, I got to go over it real quick. La 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 la.
That was a beautiful song.
Let's come over here and I can see it. There we go. All right. Because it was...
He didn't forget about you. You move in, then we're off, and then I'm calling in, and so we got it over there.
That's good.
Are you completely moved?
Well, we're moved out, yes. Where I'm actually staying at this undisclosed location, waiting for the house to close, and then has to be rehabbed.
Well, that's what a doorknob is for, just pull it shut.
Oh, I guess, I know. Oh, I see, close the door. Oh.
Sorry, it was a dirty humor. Maybe you would have gotten that one.
There we go, Jacob Cohen. Checking in. We have a lot to do, or should I actually put your birthday song on to refresh memories, or
to refresh memory? Where you can play it again?
I mean, I don't know. You want to, or because we just?
Oh, we can play. We can play them all a little later.
Okay, all right.
It's going because we got.
You hear that hot, that buzzing thing? Yeah,
yeah. We got a few more.
Okay.
What do you want to do now? You know what? Actually, Rex did one person that Rex did not write about, or that we don't have one, is a Leather and Lace. Unfortunately, she's not available, but he did write one for her.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we can get her.
We can bring her down later for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get her tattooed derriere down here.
Yeah, she's in the upstairs green room.
Yeah.
And
he's trying to get as far away as possible.
Do you want to get topical?
Yeah, I can use a topical anesthetic.
Okay.
I don't know. What number shall we do?
This is going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number six. A lot of people just recently we went through this thing about the swine flu, and everybody was really, you know, frightened about it.
Yeah.
So Rex has written a song about how everybody was frightened about the swine flu. So,
okay.
Here we go.
We got plenty of time. We got the clock, yeah. How long is this? About a couple minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. All right, well, here is the Rexness, the man of Rexness himself.
About people being frightened? People being frightened.
Did you just pass gas? Did you bark? All right, here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm. That one takes a little while before it lands away.
Does it? All right.
it was swine flu frightened. The sense of panic tightened. We thought we'd see the outlook brighten when the borders were all tightened. The reporters on the beat yelled, panic in the streets. They were playing it up, and the ratings were sweet. Kids would fake a little drool, and every district closed the schools. Is it something really bad, or just nature's April Fool? Everyone was swine flu frightened. The sense of panic heightened. We ran and bought the drugs for fighting, and the drug corps' profits brightened. Every network joined the race to broadcast every case. They said, here comes the big one, are humans done? We took a breath and looked around, hardly any victims found. There's a lot more every day from the regular flu strain. Everyone was swine flu frightened. The sense of panic heightened. And when another case was cited, the reporters got so excited.
From one swine to another. And we got Jay on the... What, if we have Squire in a wire, when we have Jay on a phone, what would we call that?
Well, he's just Phone Jay. Yeah. We always had a name for him.
Phone Jay.
Yeah, but I like... All right, we can do that, but I like the...
Something catchy, a little slogan kind of thing. Yeah.
Rex? Chop, chop.
Hello, hello.
You should have... I didn't even, shouldn't even have to ask. You should have known I was... Oh. Yeah, but anyway, there you go. Jay...
Hey, you know, I just saw that, you know, that Air Force One thing where they were flying over New York.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they all panicked. You know, the difference between this president and the last president would actually hit the building.
We need that one clip you got from the It's My Party. Not gonna do it. Not gonna whatever that. Yeah, I like
not
that clip.
Not gonna do it. Not gonna do it.
Well, then we see. We can just have Jay here. We don't need.
There it is.
We got
internet.
No, we got the slogan. Squire on the wire and
Capone on the phone.
There we go.
There you go. Capone on the phone. I Squire on the wire.
I almost read the line above it.
Well, Jay's not on the show, so he's off, so it would be Jay. Okay. Yeah. That was from Chicago One.
Oh, really?
You know, the last time... The
first one that you almost read.
You know, the last time I was down on the show was when the last was in our old location.
Right, Berwyn show.
That was the longest drive home. I don't know if I talked to you.
You actually left some 151. It's still there.
There was about an ounce.
I think I did about 149 and a half of that.
Now, I listened to that show when I was driving, and it was pretty funny. I didn't listen to the aftershock. I didn't have enough nerve.
Yeah, that was...
but I did listen to... because how what was the aftershock? Was like 2 hours?
Yeah, it was a long show. It was a long show.
Oh, my God. Those girls haven't talked to me since.
Oh, that's right. We're calling up. All right.
Very well.
Well, hold on. We'll take a break, and we got a half. We got an hour and a half left to go. I think we just have to cut commercials.
We could do that.
All right, hold on. We'll be back faster. Planet Square G Show live on Toginet, BKSG TV, and the world.
Hello, this is Casper the Insane Dane, and I would like to introduce you to the Black Knight and Squire G Show.
But I'd like to know something. I wonder why when I speak very high. I sound like Julia Childs. Today on the Julia Childs Show, we're going to throw a lone flower all over the place. Some of it will fall in the bowl. To put a little bit of the wood. Oh, shoe polish. It's good for color. I like the color that it is.
Yeah, so we got some phone calls coming in. Hopefully.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
Hello? This is Julia Child. I am outraged that you would take my culinary expertise down to such a level as being with you troglodytes.
www.bksgshow.com for more information.
That tune.
Thanks.
And now,
words of wisdom from the Black Knight and Esquire G Show.
Here's a good way to impress chicks. I look like an ex-murderer.
This has been
Words of Wisdom from the Black Knight and Esquire G Show.
Yeah, it's the Black Knight Squire G Show.
Yes, it is.
We shameless? We're not shameless.
Where's that? Oh, the popcorn's ready.
You got voicemail.
Oh. I'm sending you love notes. I love you.
But you might try to call in.
Oh, okay.
You there, Jay?
I'm here.
All right, I'm gonna see if I can pay attention. Wait a minute.
Wait, somebody's calling us.
Yeah, but it didn't ring. It just went to voicemail. You know?
They didn't want to talk to
you. Did you hear any beeping in there?
Oh, yeah.
Jay?
I didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
It was ringing.
I'd actually get the voicemail, except I don't... Oh, you there? I just hung up on Jay.
Jay, call back. Is he listening on the computer or just on the phone?
I'm calling him back. That's right. He's on the computer. Oh, we can't... When we hang up, we can't talk about him now because he's listening. You can listen right on the live, real live.
I mean, we could be saying stuff right now.
Yeah, we can't do it.
Jay's
because
like the best guy in the world, man.
Pablo's Pizzeria. Jay's.
Was that your newest endeavor?
I figured, you know, if I can't own a restaurant, I'll just work at one.
So you want to give us a little more information on that? So it folded up? Is that what happened then?
The restaurant is closed. Campari is no longer.
That's too bad. I wish I would have got there. I said I was going to go there, and I wanted you to be there. And then you said, well, I will be there, but if you want to. And to this day, I still insist that you thought that if you were there and I showed up that you would owe me a free meal. But that was not the case, Jay. I would have paid.
He's going like, oh, really?
I swear to God, I would have paid.
No, that wasn't it at all.
One free drink? Okay, I'll take that. But I would have paid for my meal. But no, you go. Jay, I swear to God, I'll pay for it. Although when we did tell Dr. Don and Joyce, Don said, hey, will we be comped?
We'll be comped, yeah. I couldn't even afford to eat there.
That's too bad. It looked like a real nice place.
You know what? It was fairly successful amongst the people that went there. It's just we picked the economic downturn to open it up.
Yeah.
So, I got an idea. Let's open up a restaurant now.
Yeah. Well, I can.
Well, on one of the shows, we said
it was Fast Eddie who called in.
Oh, okay.
I missed it. So, Eddie, we're ready for you. If you were listening.
Yeah, give another call, Eddie.
I get reports in my email, and it tells me who it is.
Yeah,
it's got a snapshot of them when they called.
And no matter whatever they were doing?
Right.
Oh, you shouldn't do that.
Eddie's got to stop
doing that.
Wearing those Speedos. You got to stop with those Speedos, Eddie.
But on one of the shows, Jay, we were saying that just as the swine flu thing was coming, that you had opened up like ribs called Pigs or Us, and people, and that's another one that failed. But
yeah, I can't,
you can't win.
I can't win at all. No, you know what? And this whole remote thing, I had, hey, let's do a remote, not for my restaurant, but now I'm worried that we're going to have to close down Greentown down the street. I mean,
that's not good.
But the other thing is I'm working on trying to get the cafe where the piano store is or the coffee shop and do a remote from there. That would be a great spot. And they had something going on today or I probably would have lined it up. So I'm thinking maybe when we get a June maybe or something like that, we'll do a remote from there. That's where my office is in that big building. So.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll do a June.
Yeah. I mean, it's great because it's all musicians that hang around this place. It's got a giant 3,000 square foot piano store right next door.
Cool. Like I said, I don't care what her name is. But go ahead.
And then they got the coffee shop, so we could set up shop there. They do open mics there.
Wow.
Every Sunday night they do it's an open mic thing, and it's called Joplin's Java and Ragtime Cafe.
Look at this.
Neat place.
All right, so we got a call here. We're going to take this, okay?
How long is that?
No problem.
Hold on. All right. You are live in the Atlantic Square G Show 6th Anniversary Extravaganza.
Well, and who do you think it is, my friend?
It is Fast Eddie all the way from Canada.
Canada! How you doing, my good buddy?
We are just about going nuts.
Oh, that's the way it be. Nothing's changed. Yeah, nothing has changed.
Things are the same.
Except we're both a little older, and you're a little grayer, and I'm whiter. Ooh. Oh, well. What the hell? Squire G, how are you tonight?
Eddie, I'm fine. How are you doing?
Not too bad, my friend. Not too bad, my friend.
I want to thank you for giving us that extra time for this anniversary show. Thank you.
Not a problem.
And then also, you know, when we do this open house thing, you know, you guys got to fly in.
We can just stack you all
you
like cordwood in the garage.
Sometime in the
summer. You have enough beer for me.
No, there's not enough beer in Chicago for you, but we're not that far from Milwaukee. So.
Well, there's a river there. Maybe we can look up a brew on the fly thing.
If there's a brewery up in Wisconsin, they just fill up the river, and then we'll...
Excellent. Well, I want to know, but I also want to sample again some of that stuff you have that, what is it, with buffalo piss in it, the vodka you drink?
Did you bring some of that?
Yes, I did. It's ready.
Let's put it up in the... Oh. That's all we had?
You brought some of that? Remember that stuff? What was that stuff called?
You know what? I got to tell you, that's like two bottles put together.
Was it?
Yes.
Right. Put that in the cam right over here.
This one right here?
Yeah, that's going to be the iVisit cam.
Now, I'm going to turn it around.
No, you're not doing it. Move it to...
Which one?
Right there. Hold on. Just hold it right there for a second. How do I do this? Hold it right there. Bingo. There we go.
All right. Now, I'm going to turn it around and take another shot. This is the... Oh, I can't get it. I'm trying to get a shot of the actual grass in there. Can you see it?
No.
Oh, it fell down again. Forget it.
Oh, no worries.
So if you ate the worm, do you want to eat the grass too?
If you eat the worm, you got to eat the grass. Yeah. In fact, you take out the grass, tie up the root worm, and do them both.
Yeah.
Oh, Christ, not the worm again. I saw you eat that worm. My God, look on your face. Both and you sides. Ate that?
I know, but then you ate the other one. One thing, okay, but then you ate the other one, too.
I ate the other half, too.
So, in other words, I have to say this. In other words, you took it all.
Yes, I did.
He did. That man was just crazy that night.
I believe, though, the second half I had a snatch. wrong choice of
words. Well, excuse me.
I had to take that from Spanish Eyes.
Yes, you did.
I wanted to say
we have to be careful how we phrase this.
Yes, we
did. There was some lip action. She was trying to breathe the breath of life into you, or something like that.
Yeah, who's in who? But
we better change topics.
Yes, Capone. You see, Capone's in the chat room. Of course, what does he pick up?
Yeah, did he see?
Yeah, I'm telling you, he's got this. It's like a flypaper. He's like the human flypaper when it comes to this stuff. I don't know, my mic was gone. There we go.
Oh man.
Oh,
well.
Like Capone, yeah, they yell at me. See,
Chicago One said tonight's special guest Larry Flint. Okay,
I know, and the way you said that was like you were like you say it, and like, oops, you know.
Well,
but it's like how many times have people have said that word though?
Well, I mean, because that's what it is. You know, you can snatch it away. Like that's the quick way. What?
I'm gonna snatch me a couple winks.
Or are you going to wink me a couple? I don't know how that works.
Eddie, one of the things I remember about you.
Oh, yeah, you're right. See, Capone's right. I should use the, you know, I should have said. Okay, I won't say that.
Now, we were doing a show when we went to, I happened to pick up this vanilla schnapps that was Dr. McGillicuddy or something, wasn't it?
Ooh.
Oh, Dr. McGillicuddy.
Yeah. And of course, my man Eddie. When I mentioned it on the air, he knew.
That McGillicuddy stuff's pretty good. I got some of the cherry McGillicuddy, and then you can do like a cherry martini, you know, for, you know, women's drinks.
Okay.
Girly drinks.
I was waiting if you were going to work that in somehow. No. You know, we're going to go through the whole, all the phases, you know.
A woman's drink. There you go.
Well, you know, I mean... every once in a while in the privacy of my own home, I'll have a, you know, a girly drink, like, you know. But normally, when you go to a bar, say, I'd like an Appletini. Okay, get out of here.
Actually, I thought I'd like some Appletini. She makes one there.
Do we have to worry about pictures of him in the internet in a thong or something? Do we have to worry about that?
We actually got...
No, sipping on Appletini.
We got pictures of him on both... Oh, it didn't do it. Gosh. What?
Internets.
There we go. What just... Isn't it just magic the way we had this timing set up here?
Oh, it's like a real show.
Almost. Yeah. Getting good. 20 years from now, you'll have it down.
Eddie, of course, Eddie is one of the few people on this planet who have actually been knighted by my sword.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
I am sure.
And I met my, you know, there it is.
Okay, you offered your sword and he took it off.
Yes.
Is it wrong?
Yeah, Chicago once says, I don't eat meat, does that make me a vegetarian?
Yeah.
Oh, Christ. All right, well, I better let you guys get back to things.
All right.
Because I'm sure there could be others calling in. And behave yourselves. I know you want.
Chicago once said he snatched the sword.
I snatched the sword? I have felt the edge of black knight sword. There you go.
And another thing.
And I like it.
You think you're better than me?
Well, all righty, Eddie. Thanks for calling, and we will see you again.
Okay. Good night, my friends.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye. We'll see you again.
Yeah, you know, Capone, you get that, right? I mean, you pick up that. Here you are, you know?
Well,
you're like a flypaper for this stuff, you know? It just,
I get yelled at. I have to call you.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm watching you, and I watched the recognition on your face.
I just got something over the news wire. It's very important.
Oh, yeah? Should I get ready?
You got any news music?
Yeah.
Music
not.
Knows? No.
Not that get ready. Okay. Well, never mind. here it is. Newswire. 138 dead after a loud sneeze at an NRA meeting.
What? NRA meeting and somebody sneezed and they started shooting?
Yeah, they killed 138 people. The details at 10.
And they want to outlaw guns. They should outlaw sneezing.
That was over the Onion Newswire.
Oh.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, then it's got to be true because they don't make that stuff up.
See, another one. Today I was driving along and I saw a Toyota Prius throw a bag of garbage out the window.
As long as it doesn't have any carbon, it's okay.
Exactly. It was all recycled.
Here we go. We got someone else calling here. You want to hold on for a minute?
All right.
Yeah, no problem.
D.C.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Hello, you are live at the Black Knight Squire G Show, 6th anniversary show.
Hello, James. It's DJ Dave. Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing okay, baby boy.
Hey, what is going on? Are you over there across the pond?
I'm calling you live, all the way on Skype, don't remember.
We can't take Skype calls, through the computer when we're doing the TV broadcast, but you called the regular numbers, so that's cool.
Yes, I called you. Anyway, before I would say hello, and just to give you, I'm still with Uncle Al and all that radio heart.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear from you, and that you stayed up to. Isn't it late up there? It's like 2 a.m. or something. 1 a.m.
It's close to 3 a.m. now.
Oh my gosh!
I could have danced on there till 2:45.
Oh, yeah, wow.
See, what was that? Who was that?
That was you. I just heard.
No, it's somebody into somebody.
Oh,
isn't it?
Somebody else.
Somebody into somebody.
Can you say? Can you say hello to Jay for me?
When you
swim?
Yeah, he actually is hearing you on the live video feed. Yeah. So he's hearing you now, and we come back, he will answer your hi.
Man, DJ Dave, great to hear you.
I'm saying it's Gary and Lucinda, and saying it to Rex and all the gang there when you see them or whenever you are.
All right, when I see Rex, maybe hell might be freezing over, but when I talk to him, I will mention it to him.
As long as you're not with his wife when he sees you.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've worked it out pretty good.
Okay,
so far.
That's good.
All right, we will do that, Dave, and thank you, and thanks for the well wishes, and we will see you again.
Yes, you will, and see you later, mate. Bye, everyone on Tokyo and on Radio Heart.
He did. He hot. He had to. He did it right. All right, thank you, Dave.
I forgot my part.
Thanks for calling in.
Why?
All right. You heard about the hi from Dave, right, Jay?
Yes, that was very cool. Good to hear from him. Very good.
Me.
I know. Didn't like stoking it there, but... all right, so, yeah.
Stoking?
No, what we're going to do is we're going to dump all the rest of the commercial breaks, but we just have to remember, well, I'll leave the last ones.
Okay.
So we know when to end the show. But maybe subscription time depends.
Oh.
You know, it depends.
Yeah, because...
tell Chris Grahey we talked to him. Oh, you know, speaking of...
What? Should I do that? Or?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what? Okay, here's the thing, Alorista. Chris did those two songs. And here's the story behind it, and I'll let you decide if you want to hear it or not. We did Wacko with the style of Imagine. We didn't do the Imagine song. It's completely different melodies, but we did it in the style of Imagine just so people would know it's a John Lennon tune. Well, I asked Chris to do that, and he kind of, like, he changed them quite a bit. So he used those words, but it's a completely different melody. So if you want to hear them...
John's going to be pissed.
And maybe John will be pissed because that's not the melody I wrote. Those are the words, but not the melody. If you want to hear them, we'll play them. Otherwise, I'll still work on... this is why I got the top on here.
It's like a McDonald's cup, isn't it?
I know, that's exactly why I asked for it, because I said in the little table. So if you want to hear them, we could play them. It's the words that John wrote, but different melodies. So and I got you got two yeses, so one more yes, and we could play those.
Yes.
Lure stars
that comes from, you know, that comes from, like, you know, you're like God checking in. That is correct. Did you make the planet? That is correct.
So,
all right, so I don't know. What do you want to do? I mean, you give me just give
well,
me a
she
number.
She gave me three yeses. Okay, the first one is...
what number?
This is number one. This is called Remember the Springtime. Once again, it's not even a waltz. This is Chris's interpretation of John's words.
It won't take me a second.
So we'll go with
here.
That. Yeah, I spilled the alcohol, Rex, man. Now I'm going to have to suck my pants.
Can I do it?
Yes, if anybody doubted Lyman is here, that should take care of that. All right, you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Remember the springtime when we used to be. Remember the springtime and hold to the dream. There is forever, forever's no dream. If you hold to the springtime, remember the dream. Just walk down the byways where we used to be. Think of the good times with memories of me. Just give me your memories, I'll give you my dreams. Forever's no promise, forever will be. In times yet to be. If you remember the springtime, remember the dream. Hold to the promise, forever will be. If you hold to the springtime, remember the dream. remember the springtime with memories of me. There will be forever, forever will be. Just give me your memories, I'll give you my dreams. Then it'll be forever, forever will be. There will be forever, forever with me. There will be forever, remember the dream. There will be forever, forever with me. There will be forever, remember the dream.
There we go. I was waiting for it. Hey, remember.
No. Well, no, he misinterpreted what when I said, because I did ask him, like, try to pick a John Lennon tune that we could do the style from, not the actual thing. So, I mean, it's a nice song. I mean, either way, you know, the way John Lennon wrote the music or the way Chris interpreted that music. And so, and then if you like it, Laura, then we'll play Man from Memphis, because he did a bang-up job on that one, too. By the way, he played both guitar parts, the little leads and that was done live, and then we did a second track with the guitar leads. So all we right. can do Man from Memphis, so we got that lined up, too.
All right. Hey, where'd he go?
I hope he went to get some paper towels.
I was going to ask him to make a little run upstairs.
Here, one.
Well, no.
What did you do? What did you give him a bottle of Zambrufka and a nipple?
It kind of looks like it.
I literally asked for a sippy cup. I said I want something with a top because I got a small little TV tray, a snack table thing that I'm using. And you know, if you're moving your hands and talking, and the thing's not stable, sure enough, you know,
well, just prove that you're wise.
Hey, at least you guys got a TV tray in your little box.
Some people just have the box.
Yeah, what Jay does, he actually eats on the TV.
I can tell you one thing, man. You go through hard times. If you think nobody cares about you, try missing a couple of payments.
You get a lot of friends, a lot of interest, I should say.
Everybody's
is it Bombay? Is that gin? It's a gin and what?
Gin and tonic.
Gin and tonic today.
Well, you know, I bought it for the last show, and then I ended up drinking Jay's 151 with him. So this is still floating around.
Stuff, man. I haven't had it since then. Of course, the officers won't let me either.
Yeah, well, I can get in trouble with that kind of thing. Now, I'm trying to think what we should do here.
What do you want to do?
Coming up with the hour mark. The commercial is going to start, but I'm going to just end it.
Okay.
And we'll keep going, but I have to get some communication upstairs, and Lyman was going to be my lifeline.
For what?
So I'd learned to turn, you know, and I went to turn around, he was gone.
Oh.
See, that's what happens when I actually need him.
He's not there. And it's been like that all your life.
Yeah, he's like a...
what do you want to do?
When people call in, especially when they're on a break, we can't hear the call, so...
Did
I don't know. Somebody was calling in.
Calling. Whoever's calling in, calling again. Because we. It's a break thing, it's kind of goofy.
If there's a break or music playing, you know.
I wanted to let you guys know before you go into something else that I'm putting up for sale two rare photographs that I got.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just let you know they're nothing sick or anything, but I got one picture of Houdini looking for his car.
What?
His keys in the car. He can't find them. And I got another one of.
Uh-huh.
I got another one of Norman Rockwell beating up a child. So just keep that on.
You never know because you have. What's that guy's name? Bing Crosby. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, he was beating up his kids.
No, so you never really know.
He's beating his kids with a pipe. Boom, boom.
He's tapping the pipe on them.
That'll be on eBay next week.
Okay.
My luck, this year I bought a million lottery tickets. I won a dollar.
I wonder what that means. There's calls coming in, but they're not ringing. Or I'm not getting them, so I don't know.
What does that mean?
Is that Lyman coming down? I heard it's a boom, boom. That could be their dogs, too. They got like 200-pound dogs upstairs. All right, so I'm going to have to. I want to hear what your songs are. So
Maybe I'll let this break go for this one, so I can go upstairs, and we'll come back, and we'll do the last hour straight through.
And then, yeah, you going to get paper towels?
Yeah, I'll get that. I have to wait for...
Don't tell your daughter why. Just, oh, we get all sweaty.
I can hear it now. But I gave her this. Gave him the sippy cup.
I gave
him
the sippy cup.
Let's let the break start by itself, though, because then I'll script all my automation. And then we'll do that. And we got, how many more left we got?
We got three more brand new parodies.
Three more. Wow. Rex. Of course, Rex has got 800 parodies.
Yeah, he does have 800.
It's all right. Well, we'll do that. We'll take this break, and then we'll have a long hour ending. And we'll remember, the phones are coming in here. It's kind of a makeshift deal here. Call when we're talking, and might not get through. I don't know why. I don't want to tell you. So keep on keeping on. Jay, what are you playing with yourself?
Oh, I'm laughing at your we got a makeshift deal here. Isn't that the theme?
Yeah. Of course, that is Chicago accent too, isn't it? The makeshift deal here. Hey, we got a makeshift deal here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we got a makeshift deal here. That's our show since we opened.
All right. Well, hold on, and we will be back to continue the Lady Squire G Show 6th anniversary show live.
Hello, this is Casper the Insane Dane, and I would like to introduce you to the Black Knight and Squire G Show.
Planet X is coming down. People are hiding under the ground, waiting for lava to melt them away, and wait for the new age to start today.
Planet X
coming to a town near you.
Oh Planet my X. God, I want poo-poo.
It's coming down, make you feel like a clown.
Wow, wow, wow. I'm a clown.
Look up, Pitu.
I see the sky, black spot. I don't know why.
Planet X.
X. Planet X.
X.
Planet X.
X.
www.bksgshow.com for more information.
With us right now, we have artist and inventor of the Sheenus. She'll explain it. Kiki Curry. Kiki?
Hi, Gary.
How you
Hi,
doing?
James. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for being here to talk. I see you have a table over there, and it's some pretty nice creations. So you're an artist and inventor.
Yes, I don't have my invention here. It wouldn't fit into the conference, but it's the Sheenus is the female answer to a woman. It gives the women the ability to stand and pee.
There you go.
So it works in situations like camping, road trips. Anything that...
Riding in the snow?
Riding in the snow, that's for sure. You never know when you need to go. So the reason this was invented was because I used to do a lot of houseboating. And so the women would be on top of the houseboat and we'd be camping out during the night. And the men would just go to the edge and, you know, hang hog. And the women would, have to go down the stairs. And I said, you know, this time next year, we're going to have our own tool. So we did. I had to go to a blow molder. And it took me a while to find a man with an open mind. I had run against many obstacles where men would say, you know, women don't need that ability. This is the only thing we have left. And
really? I mean, that's
it's the only thing that we have left. So I said, well, I'll take care of that. And then I invented the Sheenus, and here we go. So women do now have the ability to stand and pee-pee.
In hand.
you stand now? Stand and be just like me. When you're out on the road and you need a commode, but the ones that you find make you flee. Never fear, my dear, when your sheeness is near. Like a man, you can stand, stand and be. Woman, woman, you can be vertically. Whenever you go pee, it's easy.
Now,
words of wisdom from the Black Knight and Esquire Nation.
I guess human taste closer to pork than anything else.
This has been
words of wisdom from the Black Knight and Esquire Nation.
I listen to the Black Knight and Squire G Show for the tech tips.
Sort of like Channel
wait.
Comes in.
Oh.
That's the wrong transformer. This goes from a high Z to a low Z.
Yeah, you know, it goes from the high Z to
high
low
Z. High Z, low Z,
yeah.
You want to go low Z, low Z, just a low Z,
low Z, low Z, low Z.
Video hot.
Hot.
Hot. Hot. Hot.
Yeah.
That's what drinking does to you.
We are back live. The Light of Square G Show. Squire here. We got Lyman in the background throwing lunch meat. And
it sticked. It really
Capone
does stick.
On the phone. There we go. I remember that.
You know, if Chicago One was here right now, I'd give him a big kiss right on the lips.
Can I watch?
All right, so you there, Capone?
I'm here.
All right, the phone rang. We went on a break, so if it rings again, I'll take it. But take the phone.
Hey, I got a new idea. I got a new invention. I'm going to make a lot of money.
Okay, yeah. Good.
It's a microwave fireplace. And when you lay down in front of it, you can lay down in front of it just for 2 minutes.
So you don't have to spend a long romantic evening. You get things done in a couple minutes.
Exactly.
I like
you get it done
like
quickly. You're killed at the comedy club. It barely didn't go over well here. You know, for a while I didn't have a car. I had a helicopter. No place to park it, so I just tied it to a lamppost and left it running.
Did they run out of gas?
No, you're analyzing it too much there.
Oh, you stop. You ever analyze right. Rambo?
I forgot. The idea of thinking and this show is something
well, no,
that shouldn't
no,
do.
No, don't
now,
do that.
Now, if that cat knocks the camera over, I will peel off its
kill
fur.
And we're going to get that on camera.
Come on.
No.
Kitty, hop up there.
No, you don't want to go up there. Oh, I'm telling you.
We could see a dead cat.
That night that I left the show, I was going 70 miles an hour when I was drinking, and a cop pulled me over. He said, "Hey, do you know the speed limit's 55? I said, "Yes, officer, but I wasn't going to be out that long."
Oh, let me try it again.
Here we go.
Yeah, woohoo!
I still don't kind of get that. The speed limit is 55. No, don't do that. You go over there and it's going to jump. I can tell by. Here we go.
No, here you go. The cat knows. Cat knows.
Yesterday,
you got to get it from behind. Go ahead, Jay.
I parked my car in a tollway zone yesterday, and when I came back, the whole freaking area was gone.
Wow.
I'm trying these out.
I like that.
I figure I could go to comedy. This ain't working out.
What was that little bit we play? You want fries with that Coke or whatever that is?
Hammer's got a joke here in the chat room. That kind of smells like the new deodorant. It's called Vanish. You disappear. Everyone says, "Woo! What the heck is that smell coming from?" But you don't have to worry because they can't see you.
Oh, there you go.
That sounds very Stephen Wright.
It does.
Yes, he's pretty funny. Lyman, hurry!
The cat's behind the camera. He's ready to jump.
That'd be
on
a great picture, though, wouldn't it? Him filming.
Yeah.
He's got his hand moving.
He's got.
No.
Too bad you don't have little headphones to put on the cat.
He's very strong, though. So.
You go. Okay.
He did kind of.
I like Rex says Chicago One's deodorant is Old Spice Nook.
Yeah, there we go. Chicago One has had a little ditty here and there with.
You think
some,
so? He's imbibed.
Oh, that's what he was looking at. That my hair.
Yeah.
Bring it over here.
That's your hair?
Yes.
That's his hair. Now he doesn't want to touch it.
I'm not touching it. That's sick. That's gross. It's not my armpit hair.
It's pubic hair.
That came through, by the way.
Yeah, did it?
Yes, it did.
I mean public.
Yeah.
I left out the L. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, that's for the public to see. I'm going to knock this over again. You know, why don't I just pour this in my pants right now? I'm going to spill it eventually anyway.
You're
going to
piss it out anyway.
Yeah. Now let's play number two. What else you got here?
Okay, well, as everyone knows.
You do?
Yeah, that yesterday was the premiere of Star Trek.
Oh, yes.
So Rex wrote a couple of Star Trek parodies. This first one is to the tune of "My Name Is Luca," called "My Name Is Sulu." Now Rex probably thought I was going to sing this, and then he gave me the. He did a version by somebody else who covered the song. I could only find Susan Vega. Is that her name? Her version.
Suzanne Vega.
So I could, I didn't sing it. Now, first of all, you're going to hear the world's worst impression of Sulu singing this. But number two, I got Sulu to help me sing along with me. So all the voices you hear will be me, a little bit of Leonard Nimoy, but mostly George Takei, who plays Mr. Sulu.
What number might this be?
And this would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, number seven.
Number seven.
This is "My Name Is Sulu."
Hold on.
My name is Sulu.
We're not there yet. Okay, there's number seven.
Yeah. So all the voices here are me, Sulu, and a little bit of Leonard Nimoy.
Isn't he gay?
Yes, he is.
Lyman. The cat is going to just get. Would you get my hair? Just pretend it. Pretend it's fake. He won't touch it. As soon as he knew it was my hair, he won't touch it.
I know.
No, it was Gary's hair.
Yeah. Oh, I
hear. Oh, okay.
And then he rubs it
his all face.
Mouthful of hair.
That was off my tongue, okay? Okay, it's my ear hair. I save it, you know? All right, we're ready?
Yeah, number seven.
All right.
Thank you. name is Sulu.
George Takei here.
I live on the Enterprise.
I love Star Trek.
I've got a secret life.
Well, have you heard anything about it yet?
Might give you quite a surprise.
Now, don't get all worked up over it.
And it gets lonely out in space. But I've got leather. I've got lace.
I feel ridiculous.
And I visit Mr. Spock.
Illogical.
And I snap his Vulcan jock.
Fascinating.
As I visit Mr. Spock.
I'm not capable of that emotion.
Maybe it's because I'm hairless.
Five Japanese.
I look good in lingerie.
Excuse me.
Maybe it's because I'm V-boy.
But I'm just a bit concerned.
I keep some things tucked away.
My wag.
And if I'm feeling kind of bored, I will practice with my sword.
Yes.
I'll practice with my sword. I will stick it anywhere.
Okay, that's fine. Can you excuse me while I dappled my wang with the latex? You had better be prepared to turn wet and messy.
My name is Sulu.
Yes, what?
I live on the Enterprise.
I'm taking off on a Star Trek cruise.
I've got a secret life.
You won't believe what I just heard.
Might give you quite a surprise.
You seem to be aroused.
I'm always quiet and polite.
I love molesters and killers.
I wear teddies every night.
I don't think I've heard of that.
And I visit Captain Kirk.
Bill, how have you been?
Yes, I visit Captain Kirk.
You got nice muscles.
I visit Captain Kirk.
I'm looking forward to it.
My name is Sulu. I live on the Enterprise. I've got a secret life.
Captain Sulu Adventures.
Might give you quite a surprise.
Aren't you aroused?
My 5-year mission to explore.
Yes.
Where no man has gone before.
Arkansas.
And in the pocket of my robe.
What are you doing there?
I've got a phaser set on probe.
Oh, great.
I am Sulu. Hear me roar. My 5-year mission to explore.
I'm going
to
be coming at you again.
Where no man has gone before.
I'm going to get that wang.
And in the pocket of my robe.
Yes.
Got a phaser set on probe.
Yes, yes.
I am Sulu. Hear me roar.
Do not touch it. It is dangerous. Do not.
Well, there you go. Rex.
I want to thank George for joining me in the studio, too.
Yeah, how'd you... Excellent. Want to send a copy to him on this. So Rex is... yes, Rex, how long have you been researching the Sulu song? It's a 5-year mission.
Been searching for it all.
I was very offended by that. My name is Sulu.
That was
rough. Actually, probably, Jay, you were the inspiration for him to do that, wasn't it? Yeah.
It might have been.
I'm glad I inspire you guys for stuff that's cool. I'm glad I'm a help.
He usually inspires people for suicide and
setting school buses on
sex
fire.
Sex changes.
Yeah, and that too.
You give me a restaurant and I'll close it.
No, that's tough. That's a tough one. Now, you see, we're staying away from those jokes.
Oh, I'm done. I'm done crying and having the gun to my head. I ended that last week.
That's
apparently you missed again.
You can't even get that right. You know, I. Gosh. Jeez.
What a loser!
You're such a loser. You couldn't even off yourself.
I jumped out of my freaking window. I landed on a nun.
Was she a flaming and a midget nun? A flaming midget nun.
Was that before or after you gave her a roofie?
No.
I'm afraid to ask what that is.
It was a flaming midget.
So out of it.
It was a flaming midget paraplegic nun. Thanks.
And you still couldn't get lucky.
Oh, boy.
I can't do it. It looks like a penguin. I can't think about animals. Well, we still have Chris's interpretation of...
here we go. We got somebody calling. Okay. You want to hold on here?
Okay.
Yeah, hold on. Right. I'll take whatever team.
I know this number for some reason. I'm going to... Well, wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
I this might be serious. So,
is this your, like, your...
Hello? Anybody?
Hello? This is Chris from the Junior Nook Twins.
Hey,
with
Chris.
Knight and Squire G.
There we go.
This is actually Lurastar. Lurastar's in the chat room. This is Chris from the who did Waggle the Clown. We played, remember, the springtime. We've yet to play A Man from Memphis. She's anxious to hear him.
I'm anxious, just as anxious as you guys are. Hello, how are you guys doing tonight?
So far, so good.
So far, we're only had, what, one drink spilled?
Yeah, one drink spilled, and we
didn't trip over any wires, though we did have some trouble in the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
The other half of the Nerd Twins Jr. or Junior Nerd Twins, whatever we were, wishes is maybe not the better half, but Vince says hello to and happy anniversary.
Oh, great. Thank you very much. Good to hear that stuff.
Yeah, right. We do play, now and again, we do play the Nerf.
Nerf.
Nerf twins. In fact, I have,
go ahead, sir.
What we do is we cue them in.
We play those every so often during the breaks. So,
yes, sounds good. Yeah, Vince was out there doing the old Mother Day thing with the family and the mother-in-law. So he was out at a restaurant. So he said, "Send my best over to him." But,
well, that's cool. We need once we get this new studio done, and you guys are willing to, you know, do an overnighter, I guess, because it's so far away.
Well, here's a little something while we have
looking
have
forward have you. To it.
Okay, we got
hold
this.
Hold on one second here.
We'll do this in the background.
This happened once before. I came to your door. No reply.
That's Chris and Ben.
They said it wasn't you, but I saw you peep through your window. I saw the light. I saw the light. I know that you saw me, because I looked up to see.
So we actually have the Nerf twins.
That was a couple right years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was. We had right there, live in the studio.
Live.
Remember well, back in Berwyn.
That's right, Berwyn. I got that right here.
You got
Berwyn.
It right here.
Here
we go.
For the mobile recording.
Right,
mobile,
yeah.
Mobile studios now, right? Correct?
Yeah, now we are in holding up underground facilities until the final facilities are being completed.
Sounds good. You know what? I just wanted to add on a personal note. Gary was letting me record one of my songs that I had for our little beloved Sadie, our little Sadie dog. So he would let me... do my song called Hello Old Friend, not to be confused with Clapton's Hello Old Friend, but you know, I enjoyed doing the other songs, and it was a lot of fun, but he let me do one of my own, and it was a real personal thing, so I appreciate that too.
Well, he did a demo recording of that, and then the two John Lennon too.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, just a little rough demo, but so that was a cool thing.
Chris, I didn't bring that one because I never got like permission of you to play that, but I can do that, or once you get the finished version, you know, we'll be fine to, you know, fine to play it for you.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even think about it. You would have been more than welcome to play it, but I guess, yeah, you were just doing the going through the protocol or whatever. Well, so, no, that's fine.
If I had been smart, I would have put it on the CD that I brought, and then if you did call, then I would have...
And if you didn't, then you could play it anyway.
Yeah.
Then you
wouldn't
know, right?
No, I would have said yes.
I don't want to play that. Then he hangs up and we play it anyway, so...
Right.
It's
okay.
Good tune. It's a very good tune. So maybe next show, then we'll play that.
Right, maybe not quite before the new studios, and then again in the new studios. So,
all right, there we go. All right, well, thanks for calling in and the well wishes and all that.
Yeah, thanks for
care.
And Laura Star liked your interpretation and remember the springtime, and we're going to be playing Man from Memphis. In fact, if you want to...
What number?
That's number two, if you want to load that up.
Number two, two.
And this is Chris's interpretation of the John Lennon tune, and these are... that was channeled by Laura Star. No, it wasn't that. That's... Here we go.
Can I,
Now he's a man from Memphis. He's the one who blessed us. He's the one who made us sing.
Excellent. Alurasar's, she loves Alurasar loves both of them. She's going to play them for John tomorrow. She thanks you, and her husband Gerald said he wishes.
Now, how does that work?
What's that?
Does she play them, and someone has to listen and channel it back up, or does it? Can they just listen, or how does that work?
I don't know. Are you going to have to ask?
Maybe she'll get it in the chat room there.
But her husband Gerald said he wishes that we would do a whole album with John's new song someday. So she loves him. She loves him. You're a hit, Chris. You did a good job.
Thank you, sir. I enjoyed it. That was the second version, I believe. That's why I did the higher vocal.
Yeah, you got
top.
The vocal on there, and all the guitar work is Chris's. He did the lead parts as well as the rhythm part, and I just sat there and pressed the button. So
that's right. You made it sound good. So. And the other song, excuse me, the Hello Friend, he put some nice spice on that too. But hey, can I play you my impromptu happy anniversary song if I just put you on speakerphone here?
Sure. All right.
Okay, let's do it. I'll do it live. Hold on a second. Okay, I'm just gonna do like no regular one. So okay. Can you guys hear me?
Yes,
we got you.
Gotcha.
Do British Invasion style. You know, I could do a happy birthday or happy anniversary. So they're interchangeable. Okay.
Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. PKNS, please. SG Squire Show. Happy birthday. Happy anniversary and maybe more.
You guys take care, and we'll catch up with you again. So, again, happy anniversary.
All right, thank you very
Thanks
much.
Thanks a lot, Chris. Thank
you. Guys. Peace out.
All right, we'll talk to you.
Take care, man.
All right, I know why. Petunia Bloom was trying to call in, she said, and I know why, because we had two people on.
Oh, okay.
Because Jay was on the other line. Jay's on, Capone's on the phone.
Okay.
Hey, I'm here.
And Chris was on the wrist. I don't know. The wish. Merry Christmas.
What, do you got a lift?
Hold on.
We're not doing this stuff because we've got
half hour to go. We got a lot to do, don't we?
Yeah. Well, we got two more. Parodies. Of course, we got a song that Rex wrote or did a parody of for Leather and Lace.
Lucy Liu.
And
Lucy.
Of course, we got another Star Trek tune also. So,
all right, let's do something right now.
What do you want to do? The
It's another parody. Rex parody.
I know which one. The Leather and Lace or the other Star Trek.
Well, about the other Star Trek, I guess.
Okay. This is now. Wait. Before we do this, Rex, one more time. Could you put the because I don't know if anybody copied that. They're probably like, yeah, what the hell is that? But the amiright.com, if you could put the words so people could read the lyrics, because, in fact, I'm going to hand them out over here because you're not going to be able to get this. But if you don't mind, and then when he does that, of course, I don't know if anybody's really going to download the lyrics, but I thought I'd give you this.
I thought you were going to say, I don't know anybody really listening to this, but that's what you're going to say. Yeah. That's what I kind of hope so.
All right, let me see if I can find this stuff here.
Where's the Spanish version?
All right, here, let's see. Somebody's calling. Well, somebody's calling
let's
in.
Let's take first. This.
Let's take it.
All right, hold on. You are live in the Blighted Square G's 6th anniversary extravaganza. Hello.
Hello.
You are live.
I am?
That's right. I can type.
This is Petunia Bloom, and I'm talking to who?
This is the Black Knight of the freaking Black Knight.
Black Knight of freaking talk radio.
And Squire, we have Lyman in the background who's giving color.
Yes.
Okay.
Petunia, how are you doing?
I am doing really well. You know what? It's been so exciting seeing you guys in iVisit. And you know what? Hmm. We've had people come into iVisit just because of you guys.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing.
Was it were they federal? Did they have papers?
Yeah, tell them you don't know
What's
us.
What's that?
Was it federal agents?
Yeah, if it was G-Men, tell them you don't know us.
Federal police.
Yeah, we don't want to. We're wanted in a couple of states, but... You know, let me ask.
State of submission.
Can you?
Oh, you want to ask me a question?
Well, I was going to ask Black Knight if can you get to the other songs of that we've done the other parodies? Are you set up for that?
Yeah.
Because what we should do is because people have made the show like Allura Star, of course, Rex, but I don't think Rex wrote a parody of himself. But of course, Alan Petunia,
a living parody,
he's a living and Chicago One. We need to play those also because these are people who help make the show. And of course,
Lineman. Do.
So we.
I don't really know Lineman.
You don't know.
Lineman? No, I don't. I saw him there.
Yeah, he's there
at the beginning of your show.
Yeah, he's there, but he doesn't want to. He's wanted by the law or something, so he doesn't want to be.
Oh, he is
or something. I don't know. He doesn't want to be on camera.
He's embarrassed of this. You know, he likes to throw his love meter around.
There must be a reason for that.
Well, he knows that Chicago One has got the hots for him, and there's something going on there. I don't.
I think he's afraid because he like kind of. You know, he might be a mutual thing going on there.
I like you. But I like you too.
Yes, is it wrong?
It's uncomfortable, but a good kind of uncomfortable.
There
he
you
said,
go.
He says he's uncomfortable, but Lineman says he's uncomfortable, but it's a good kind of uncomfortable. So,
oh, it's a good kind of uncomfortable. Okay.
Yes. I'm not sure if I want to.
All I can hear is Squire G's laugh.
Yeah,
that's all I can hear.
That's because this is I have to. I make it seem like it's funny only because I laugh on cue because I don't find this stuff funny. I just have to do that so people think I think it's funny.
He got a little electrode in him, yeah. Right into his brain. He just pushed a button and he laughs.
Oh my god!
That's the dogs running.
Yeah, I did.
That's the dogs upstairs.
And they're 100 pounds each, or almost.
Well, are they keeping horses upstairs, yeah, or is it dogs? Jeez.
Great Dane and a Bull Mastiff. All right, so. Well, thanks for calling in and wishing us well on our sixth birthday.
Well, it's your sixth birthday.
Yes, it is.
That's incredible.
Thank you very much. And thank you for calling in.
And you're in the Ivy's room.
Yes, figured a way out here with
which my little... Which is even more incredible.
I have this little mini Mac here that, I don't know, I just, the more I run it, the more it just...
I've heard a lot about the Mac.
Just keeps on keeping on. So.
Petunia, I've got a question for you. Now, how long have you and Al been together?
2.5 years.
See, I think that's more of an amazing anniversary.
It is more amazing.
Yeah, that's like,
oh, really?
Yeah, that's even more.
I don't know how you.
Why do you say that?
I don't know how you managed to.
Why do you say that?
I don't know how you managed to tame him. Actually, I got a Canada.
You know what?
He's probably tied up right now, isn't he? Literally.
Literally tied up?
Does he like feet?
He probably would like to be.
Oh, really?
He would say something right now, but he can't speak with a gag ball in his mouth. But that's another story.
Well, right now he's got a butt plug up his ass. Is that good?
It's not that. It does look like he's trying to pitch a loaf, doesn't he? In that picture, you got him.
I can't get this out. I can't get it out without actually touching it.
Probably.
I told him to shut up, or else I'll put the plug up your ass. But unfortunately, he liked that.
Unfortunately. We're learning more about our little Al, huh?
Oh, I found his clock ring beside the car today.
Capone said it hurt him when Al called.
Is that bad?
Why is it bouncing off an Al?
You can't shake that loose. You're just going to make it. It's just going to be anyway. From what I've heard.
Oh my god. We have a passerby come by and he said, "Oh, is that a cock ring or is that a, you know,
because
coughing?
No. Yeah. Well, chickens marry roosters sometimes and give them a ring."
Well, that was pretty.
I stretch it.
Or a dog's collar. I don't know. It could have been a miniature or whatever.
Miniature schnauzer. But yeah,
Chicago went to the cock ring? Yeah, it goes around the tub. Yeah, Chicago says it goes around the tub, man. It's okay.
Already.
So, Dan, exactly when did you lose control of the show? I
6 years ago.
When did I lose control of the show?
Yeah. Yeah, that's about right, too.
Yes, it is.
Already. Well,
you're making me snort here. I don't like snorting.
Make sure you...
whatever you got left, just send it to me. I'll give you my address.
Make sure you... Make sure you put a cap back on that nitrous when you're done with it.
Jay says, nice Disney show.
You have to realize something right now, okay?
What's that? What is that?
I'm sitting on the toilet. I'm sitting on the toilet seat.
Well, sometimes
I'm in the bathroom.
No. And Al's trying to get in. Don't tell him that stuff.
There you go. Well, thanks for thanks for calling in and helping us flush the show.
Oh, my God. Okay, guys. I'll let you.
I love to laugh. You know. All righty. Well, we...
Jay said you should actually...
Well, Al said to me...
Yeah?
Al said to me, you have to leave the room and go speak in private. So I said, okay. So I'm in the bathroom.
Well,
I'm on the toilet. The door is shut. The lights are off. And I'm kind of confused because all I see is towels.
She's confused which to pull and push.
Chicago One says, great last show, guys. Nice knowing you.
Okay, let me peek. Let me peek and see what he's doing.
He's
not pulling and poking right now.
No, she's on the toilet. I figured she was.
Oh, you think I am?
Yeah.
No,
do not touch it.
Okay.
It is dangerous.
I'm sitting on top of the toilet seat.
Oh, it's not open up. Right. I mean, you're not doing anything. You're just using it as a chair.
No, I'm just sitting. Yeah, that's right. I'm not. I'm just sitting on top of the toilet seat.
All right.
Well, see, now we have a radio first. I think we have a caller calling in saying they're sitting on a toilet seat.
I don't think that's happened before.
No, we've had them sitting on refrigerators.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I thought usually their heads in the toilet. Yeah,
that's, well, then we have more of those. We have more with the...
Oh, but, you know, I kind of feel like I have to go for a pee. Is that a bad thing?
No, you go right
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, it could be, right?
Yeah, you go right ahead. As long as you're there.
Okay. No. No, that's okay.
Okay.
I'll save it. I'll save it for the bathtub.
Save it for the next year's show. We don't want to have too much first here, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
Right, so, all right, well,
what other ways can we talk about urine?
What's this? I'm getting beeps. More voicemail.
You're right. Getting
beeps? Beeps. I got people, calling.
Okay, well, let us let it go. Then.
Yeah, and we will,
I'll let you go.
Petunia, I thank you very much for calling in. Thank you. We both thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
You take care.
Bye.
Love you guys.
Okay.
All right.
Love you
thanks.
Too. Bye. And make sure you flush before
right.
you leave.
Oops. I was going to say something like, we're back with you, Jay. I was going to say something like, what was it?
Something clever?
Like, something about shaking your hand, but you've got to wash it first. I don't know. Or something.
So I'm going to wipe twice.
Right. we got about 20, not even 20 minutes left here. We got to play some songs, right?
Well, we got Cherokee Leather.
Yeah, which you can tell she's really excited.
And so she's really excited about it. We could still do that, and then of course we got the another Star Trek one. Do you want to do the Star Trek one? We got another one for Star Trek.
Oh, do we?
I'm Mr. Spock.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's do that one.
It's the very last one.
Nine.
Yeah, I'm gonna no eight. Should only be eight on there.
Oh, okay.
Rex earlier in the chat room had put a link there, so because otherwise you're not going to know what I'm saying. Now this is a it's about
it scrolled off, so Rex had to put it down again.
It's about 60% there. You know, it's all right, but
you sound like you're talking like war now.
But I'm gonna try to improve it if we want to redo this.
Okay, I remember the song now.
Okay. So this is a parody of the song by Reunion called "Life is a Rock," and it's called "I'm Mr. Spock." And if you haven't downloaded the lyrics, then good luck.
All right. Life is a Rock. Actually, I'm Mr. Spock.
I'm Mr. Spock.
Yeah, it kind of fits.
It does. Well, that's Rex for you.
Oh, yeah, there
it's
you
a
go.
Parody.
For some reason, didn't last single season. Christy Chapel, you can mute her. She's the voice of the computer. Anytime there was a vessel, check her seven vessel whistle. Miniskirt is on your hair. All the guys would like to do it off duty. I would pause this. Hulu say the Santa Claus is Johnny played with any matter. After Trek, he got my tratter. If the Sergeant Ryder's line of bones would always say he did you. Heard for Ferman's voice is directing. He was always overacting. Rod Mary's five mission hit her 3-year decommission.
I'm Mr. Spock, and my mother was you. I'm Mr. Spock, but my father was Vulcan.
loose, communicated voice, Russian navigator. There's a blanket, there's an Asian, still the cruise, black occasion. Redolent sense of reading, my firm means as black as reading. Facing search of death and terror, that's Vader and Sherwin. Spaces at protect computer, Captain Kirk's and Mitchell Beta. In the past, with Gary 7 tried to make a spinoff happen. My Melan's options have vanished, why weren't any crew mismanaged? It's not the time to quibble, said the Klingons, all the tribbles. Welcome to the Federation 80 shows, it's syndication.
I'm Mr. Spock, and my blood is green. I'm Mr. Spock, up there on the screen.
Never saw a public restroom beat me to the porta potty. Starfleet was Anna Sulu getting drunk along with Scotty. Harry Mudd and all his women, Sarah and Amanda Grayson, Connie Flynn, Gordon Landro, Charlie X and Richard Dix. Like the Elves ran out of talking pointy ears for all the Balkans. Tractor beaming ships of flags are looking to be the show director. Another show, another planet, creatures made of living granite. Quality was quite erratic, but the fans were quite fanatic. Actors always improvising, we were very enterprising.
I'm Mr. Spock, and my mother was here. I'm Mr. Spock, but my father was Vulcan. My logic's true, and I say to you, I'm Mr. Spock, and my mother was here. I'm Mr. Spock. Now I'm swimming the spaceship with these weirdo crewmen.
Listen, they're playing our song.
There we go. There we go. I gotta work on those. There we go. I'm hitting the wrong buttons over here.
Well, either that, and I don't think I had enough space in between the songs.
Oh, that's tough. That was a tough one.
And what, you know, the original had a lot of alliteration where you go BB Bumble and the Stingers on it. You know, so it, this did not have that.
Yeah, the original. Now with Rex Persinity, it was all in Russian, right? And that was a little tough. So. You put it in English.
Now, I mean, just even like the line where you do phasers and photon torpedo. Phasers and photon torpedo. I mean, it's yeah.
So you
sounds like you just said something else.
So you just kind of punched this right out.
No. My original plan was to sing every other line. And then, like, even, like, one line was hard to do. Then it's like, okay, maybe half a line. And then a couple of those...
No, wait. What are we talking about? Doing a whole line, half a line? No, what are you talking about?
I figured if I did a whole line, I could sing this a lot faster.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Anyways.
I thought I heard...
Yeah, she was here.
Twinkle Toes, she went upstairs?
Yeah, I don't know, because we got a song about her. Rex had written a...
Lucy!
Had written a song about her. She's the only one in the group that does not have a song.
Well, aren't you supposed to like listen to the show in order to get a song? Isn't that kind of the deal?
Yeah. I don't know how she got a song and she doesn't listen. Now we've got Spanish Eyes in the song, and Spanish Eyes actually demanded Rex, you write a song about me, you son of a. And then of course we got
you wrote a song about her.
Well, I didn't write it. That was I changed a few lyrics.
Hey, she doesn't know that.
Yes, she does. She gave me the song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I couldn't. Yeah. I added a lyric to that.
I always go out with the dumb chicks.
Let's see the and then of course you know if Hams or Hammer slash Hammer. I mean, if you're going to be a regular in the chat room, you know, we've got to give Rex some information about him. And
wait a minute, do I got somebody here?
Oh, I don't know.
Hold on.
Well, we're calling somebody.
Okay, no, you there? Jay?
I'm here.
Okay.
I thought I saw somebody on the line here. Maybe that's why it's... Because people are trying to call in.
Can you get some hold music?
Because I got some people calling in, and I see I'm getting this information in an email. They're using the 1-800 number, but it's not getting through, and I don't know why. Because I guess it's
when we're talking to two people, I can see why. So maybe they were calling in why we have Petunia Nitrous Bloom.
Oh, yeah, we're going to play some of their, play those.
I know, but, I mean, you know, we're 11 minutes away here, and we can do,
Well, let's do, we should do, let's see if we could get Leather and Lace at least. Chris, we could always play this next time.
I'm hearing things, I don't know, something's coming down and falling down the stairs.
Yeah,
hear
Lineman.
That. Isn't it?
Lineman's
You hear that?
Oh, my God.
That's the dogs running around upstairs.
It's just a fire, don't worry about
breaking,
it.
It's actually breaking the noise gate, getting through the noise gate. That's how loud it is.
Oh, my God.
That's the dog. One dog is like 100 pounds.
In one paw.
It's a, one's a bull mastiff and the other one is a, great thing.
I guess that's coming through.
Yeah.
Lineman's breakdancing.
Oh, wait, Rex says he's
Lineman's breakdancing.
Yeah. Hey, as soon as he said that, I started picturing that. Like, yeah, I could see him trying to do that. Knocking the furniture over.
Flex core ceilings.
Rex said he tried calling in, but he got a message that he's been blocked from the line. You put his number in, didn't you?
Yeah, well, but see, when Rex calls, he just talks and talks and talks.
We can't get rid of him.
No.
And then I want to talk. I got this hangnail, you know. And my neighbors, they just don't like me. And I don't know why they don't like me. And so he just goes on and on.
Like, that's like a good Rain Man impersonation.
Is it really?
Good. I like
I was just trying to think of some kind of whiny, nasally, snotty little whining bastard. Kind of, and that's what, came to mind. So.
We love you, Rex. I swear to God, we love you, man.
Yeah.
We really do. Yeah, yeah, Rex said, gee, thanks.
Well, you know.
That's why we got six listeners.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
Remember when we talked with Lou? Remember? I said, yeah, Lou, you can only have, I forgot what number it was on his, no, that's for each node. You know, we can have up to 30,000, but we only have.
Sure, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about Lou.
I didn't know he meant the nodes in his head. You know?
Lou, you're always worried that we get a call from Lou.
You know, there was something cool about that, though, because it was like, now we're in a network run satellite, and we got all these.
Yeah, it was cool at first, and then
expectations,
realized,
and then we realized it was all a ruse.
He's just a schmo like everybody,
It was all like fake, and that company. I should say their names.
Actually, Spanish Eyes is in the chat room. She says, "I remember Lou. In fact, we first got on the air with him, and we were like kind of scared of him. And then she goes because his last name was Gentili." And then we thought she was going to do a joke about genitals or something. Because she calls in, and she's saying stuff, and like, and this Lou guy, and you panicked. You had this look of fear, and you're like, oh, my God, what you going to do? We just got with this guy. But it turned out all right, but it was
it turned out.
I remember the talk from Black Knight. I walk in the room, and I'll tell Jay, I just let you know that we got this radio station we can't get kicked off of, okay? And the guy's name is Lou, and we can't swear, get that? swear, you can't say pee-pee, you can't say, and he went through the list. He goes, you know, in broadcasting, when you want to score in broadcasting, use that.
Now, I learned two things from that. First What's off, that? Of course, that things didn't turn out to be like they really were.
Right.
And secondly, Jay's got a very long list. So when I crossed up the list, he's got another 100 ready to go. It's right there ready to go.
There's always different ways to say the same thing. Remember that. I'm a king.
Lucy!
Allura Star says that Lou kicked them off the show.
Yeah, that's right. He was on there. They sang the Wacko song on there.
And that's actually how we found out about Allura Star from Lou.
Yeah.
So that was good for us.
See, Lou gave us gifts.
Get her over here. Get her over here.
Lucy. You want to hear your song?
Get over here. Rex wrote a song about you.
There's people in the chat room are offering their firstborns to get a song, and you have one handed to you.
We'll give you the lyrics, too.
Maybe she shouldn't know it.
Who does that?
What number is that? Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, where's that list?
Check it twice.
It's underneath the Zembrufka.
It actually was very close to it.
It was. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number then. 5.
Number. Oh, we got... Okay, we got to do it. How long is it?
It's it's shorter than it. I don't know. It's your song. You got to listen.
Ready?
Okay, wait. No, she doesn't have the headphones on. Okay, this is a Simon and Garfunkel parody from Rex.
You should stand over here so people can see your lovely smile.
Here we go.
Have you heard about leather and lace? Cherokee and Lady of Night.
Thank you.
Okay, she thought it was awesome. Thank you, Rex. She thanks you, man.
That sounded from the heart.
Yeah, well, it did. Spanish Eyes said, give Lucinda a kiss for me, and I said, tongue? And she said, no. So I'm sorry.
That was pretty cool how it comes with the second. I don't remember hearing the...
Yeah, it's actually two songs. Scarborough Fair and... okay, Rex, help me. What's the second song? It starts with a C, C-A-N something. There's two songs that they sing like that. So it comes
Canisbury, Canisea.
Catacombs. Canticle. C-A-N-T-I-C-L-E. Canticle. Oh. There's two songs going on when they do that.
You can't tickle?
You can't. Hey, Spanish Eyes do it too. Okay.
Can't tinkle.
Yeah, well... I tell you what we can do is, for the subscribers, we can probably hang out a little bit, you know,
I don't know what's the situation here, sir.
Yeah, we can hang out a little bit.
A little bit.
We'll find out what's going on. We'll do a little more informal. For those subscribers watching the live TV show, we will continue. We want to thank Toginet for their support, Al and Radio Heart for these support over the years. And we'll be back next week alive. And Lily, alive. Take us away.
You've been listening to the Black Knight and Squire G radio show. Any characterizations, dialogue, or quotations that remotely resemble either reality or humor are purely coincidental.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
No! Why did you do that?
End of line.